Good morning, everyone. Welcome. My name is Tatanka Bricka, and I'm the chair of the local station board for KPFK Pacifica. It is July 13th, 2025, Pacific Standard Time at 10:34 a.m., and I call this meeting to order. A couple of things right off the top. We had a dear sister who is now an ancestor pass on, Sister Asunta Oturu, and we're going to have Chipasha give some closing words before at the end of this meeting, because he knew her personally. He requested that. He wants to send people out with some closing words when we finish. I am going to read something posted by Ace Estwick. The KPFK family is deeply saddened to announce the passing of longtime Spotlight Africa host Sister Asunta Oturu. Born in Uganda and later making Los Angeles her home, Sister Asunta dedicated her life to amplifying African voices, stories, and struggles. Since 1986, Spotlight Africa has connected listeners to the rich political, cultural, and social movements shaping the continent, work she carried forward with unwavering passion and care. And beyond the microphone, she was a poet, a fierce advocate for unity, and a bridge builder between communities. Her warmth, courage, and lifelong commitment to truth touched countless lives. We honor her remarkable legacy and the deep imprint she leaves on KPFK and beyond. Our hearts are with her family, friends, and all who found inspiration in her voice. Sister Asunta Oturu, presente, peace and love. Stay strong. Lee, are you here?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Lee Thorpe, I want to introduce Lee, and he has a statement.
So, ladies and gentlemen of the board, it is in my privilege to serve as your secretary. Unfortunately, previous medical issues have resurfaced that prevent me from effectively executing my responsibilities. So, I will now take this time to hand off my responsibilities to the new secretary, Marcy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. And I do want to thank Marcy for stepping up. And she's someone who knows Robert's rules. And as about the time of her retirement of nearly 40 years at ILWU, thank you so much, Marcy, for stepping in.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
What is your point of order?
Secretary is not a position that is appointed. It is a position that is
It's an appointed elected. Position. Yes, you're right.
No, it's not an appointed position. We had an election, as I recall.
I do not hold your point.
What?
Ian, to my knowledge, I'm just a temporary for today, and whatever the procedure is for the future, we can do whatever it takes.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your point. We'll go on. Now I want to also welcome Teresa Allen. Thank you, Teresa, for showing up. Roll call.
You don't know if you have a quorum.
You have not been. I haven't called on anybody to speak yet. I'm welcoming Teresa Allen from KPFT, and I will say more after about her. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, Rodrigo Arqueta. Are you present? I'll come back around. Marisol Bielma, present. Tatanka Bricka. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Present. Rachel Brunke. I'll come back around. Ariana Gladney. Mecca. I'll come back around.
She's absence.
Oh, she requested an absence. Okay. Nikki Hahn. I'll come back around. Ian Johnston.
Present.
Ian.
Present.
Present. Evelia Jones.
Present.
Present. Chipasa Lechembi. Chipasa Lechembi, I'll come back around. Jack Neff.
Present.
Jack Neff present. Brenda Martinez. I'll come back around. Nancy Naparco.
Present.
Nancy Naparco present. Robert Payne.
Here.
Robert Payne present. Janine Roan.
Wait, okay. You forgot me.
Present. Janine Roan present.
Usually I come after Payne. Nancy Perlman.
I don't have on there. Yes, Nancy Perlman. Okay.
Also, Nino Centeno. I'm here. And you didn't mention me.
Centeno present. Okay. I'm sorry. I have an old list. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Oscar present. Adam Wolman. I'll come back around. Carlos Zavala.
Present.
Carlos present. Okay, coming back around.
Wait, you got Harvey Wasserman present.
Harvey Wasserman present. Sorry, guys. Okay, Rodrigo Arqueta. No response. Absent. Rachel Brunke. No response. Absent. Nikki Hahn.
Present.
Present. Chipasa Luchembe.
Present.
Present. Brenda Martinez.
Brenda present.
Brenda present. Adam Wolman.
Oh, sorry. You already got me, I think, present.
Okay. So that makes one, two.
I don't think that you called my name, Jan Goodman.
I apologize. What's your name?
Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman.
And Marcy, Myla Reason, also present.
Gosh. I'm sorry. I'm working off an old Excel spreadsheet.
Marcy, I'm going to send you a new sheet in a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
This is Rodrigo Argueta. I'm present too.
18 people present. We made quorum. Quorum is met. Tatanka?
Yes.
Oh, I said quorum is met.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell us the numbers?
18.
18, okay. Thank you, Marcy. Request for excused absences. I think there's only one which just came in.
Ariana.
Ariana.
And Gladly, and is Ace Eswick also?
Yes.
Ace Eswick, okay.
Okay, those two.
He asked for an excused absence.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and this is Rodrigo. I'm over here, okay?
Got it, Rodrigo.
Thank you. D, request for timekeeper. We do have a timekeeper. Nancy Naparco, thank you, Nancy.
Is Rachel Brunke present? Okay, never mind. She's absent. Okay.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
Yes. Janine has her hand raised.
And this meeting, we're going to have a lot of 90 seconds. Be sure to give people notice, and it's 90 seconds at the longest, okay? So they'll wrap up by 90 seconds.
And Rachel Brunke is entering now.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, Rachel, are you present?
I think she might be connecting to audio.
Okay, we'll move forward until she announces herself. Go on.
Okay, land back acknowledgement, Devalia. Devalia Jones for land back.
I'm ready. This is an acknowledgement that we operate on the traditional territory of many nations. We seek to live in respect, peace, and right relations with them as we live and work upon their traditional territory. We make a collective commitment to keep truth and reconciliation real in our communities and in particular to bring justice. We commit to seeking and uplifting Indigenous voices to better understand the unique and intersecting barriers they face. We ask you to join us in doing so. That's the land back acknowledgement.
Thank you very much. Approval of 58, no, approval of agenda. Are there any objections to the approval of the agenda as it has been sent out? Hearing no objections, that is approved.
Chair, it took me a moment to raise my hand. This is Janine.
Who is this?
It's Janine. I raised my hand late.
Okay, Janine. Chair recognizes Janine.
Thank you. I see from the agenda that we are skipping over a certain committee meetings because it's deemed no longer of our purview.
Okay,
sorry. I just have a point to make. I would like to see that there be a treasurer's report. It was common in prior years.
I hear that you have some suggestions. Your point about is heard about you don't approve of the agenda, but we're not going to take all your ideas right now. So anybody else that does not approve of the agenda?
I don't approve of the agenda.
Can you identify yourself, please, for the listening audience?
Ian Johnson. Ian Johnson.
Okay, that was Ian Johnson. Problems. Thank you. That's two. We will take a vote now. I hear two people. Ian, I got your point that you do not approve of the agenda. No. It's just going to go directly.
So is the point not debatable? Is there no discussion?
It's not debatable. That's right. I'm going to call on our meeting management person. I have been wrong before. Teresa Allen is our meeting management.
And okay.
Teresa, I want you, before you rule on this, to just introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a bit about yourself, and then I want you to rule on what just happened and what the procedure is.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Chair. The Chair is accepting people to be on record that they're dissatisfied with the agenda, and it is not debatable, and he can encourage them to put their concerns in writing in the form of a motion, which the board could decide in the future to vote on, up or down.
But thank you. And
to leave it open discussion is not appropriate. So he is calling these people out of order, and he's taking your comment that you're dissatisfied with the agenda.
You don't know why.
Okay. And it is not debatable.
Put it in the chat.
It will go to a vote. You will have time.
I'm not in the chat. I'm on a phone.
You have not been recognized by the chair. We're going to a vote. And who is on the phone speaking?
That was Ian Johnson.
Was that Ian? Okay, make a note that was Ian Johnson interrupting. So, Madam Secretary, we're going to take a vote now. This is a non-debatable item, approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to amend the agenda.
Jack Neff, this is not you. I want to make a note that Jack Neff did not receive the chair's. I did not call on Jet to speak because this is a non-debatable motion. You're going to get plenty of time to do what you want to do, but not with this. So please make a note of that, Madam.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, and now take the vote. A four is to approve the agenda, and a And a no is to not approve the agenda.
Okay.
Which everybody has received.
This is a vote to approve the agenda. Rodrigo Arqueta.
No.
No. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Yes. Marisol Bielma. I'm going to say yes. Tatanka Bricka.
I'll hold till the end.
Rachel Brunke.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Ninel Centeno.
No.
No. A.S. Eswick is absent. Ariana Gladney is absent. Jan Goodman.
I vote to, yes.
Jan Goodman, yes. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn, yes. Ian Johnston.
No.
No. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chapasa is absent.
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You vote yes or no on approving the agenda.
Yes.
Yes. Brenda Martinez. I'll come back around. Jack Neff.
No.
No. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Yes. Robert Payne.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Mila Reeson.
Yes.
Yes. Janine Roan. No. Hello. I'm sorry. Janine Roan, I didn't mean to say anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you kind of voted for me, so.
I mean, you were saying you didn't approve, so I assume. But anyway, what's your response?
I didn't say that I didn't approve. I was trying to bring up
it's a yes or no, Janine.
Well, I just had someone vote for me, so I think I'm entitled to say.
I'm sorry.
It was an accident. Jesus.
Have you recorded that as a yes or no yet? Marcy?
Marcy froze.
Okay. Will we have somebody stand in for Marcy to as a interim secretary to the interim secretary? Nancy, well, you're doing timekeeping. Christina, could you assume this role till we get Marcy back? I don't know what happened with her computer.
But Jan has the list of people.
Yeah, I don't have the list.
Okay.
Okay, I do have a list. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, Jan, thank you for stepping in.
PR, if you would.
Yeah, and as soon as she comes back, I don't know what happened on the other end there.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? Request for a revote.
No. And I mentioned that.
Excuse me, I can finish taking the roll while we're
here. Okay, go ahead.
Who was the last person to vote? Was it Jack?
Janine.
Janine. Okay, so Janine, how do you vote? Yes or no?
Well, okay, Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I think that Jack was right that Marcy's coming back in, but maybe we need to.
I apologize. I lost connection. I'm back on my laptop now.
Janine.
Okay, before you continue, go ahead, Myla. So I was not right in my response to Jack.
Now I'm thinking if Marcy's got a good connection and she already has the votes that she's asked for recorded, it's up to Marcy to explain.
Okay. I didn't get a vote for Oscar, Harvey Wasserman, Adam Woolman, Carlos Zavala. So, Oscar, do you approve the agenda?
No.
No. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos Zavala, yes.
Did you call on Adam Woolman?
Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Ninel. May I be recognized?
We're in the middle of a vote.
Can you record, as soon as you count it up, Madam Secretary, can you let us know what it is?
I will.
My point is regarding the voting. I have 13 yeses, 5 noes.
Okay, so the agenda is approved.
Mr. Chairman,
can I ask? No, I'm going to ask Teresa to weigh in again. Please make a
comment. I'm sorry, this is Brenda.
Brenda, hold on. Hold on, Brenda.
They didn't call my name. They called my name, but I was unable to open my microphone. They didn't get my vote. I'm sorry, Brenda. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Please. All right, my vote is no. No. So that would be 6 noes. The majority is still yeses.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair,
would you please weigh in on what's happening now, and then we'll proceed forward with our next item on the agenda.
Okay, and I'm not assuming then that that we did record Janine Roan as a no.
That's correct.
Okay, and is the secretary going to ask the chair if he wants to vote on this?
I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, can I be recognized? This is Ninelle, and it's regarding the election.
I want to ask
the voting.
I want to ask Teresa to comment on all the people speaking.
You can recognize Ninelle and find out whether her comment is relevant.
Okay.
So it's a point of information or something to that effect.
Okay.
I was wondering if the secretary can go one by one with the vote, word yes or no, because it doesn't seem clear because of the interruptions. So can she do the recap, please?
The chair, call everybody's name again. The chair will, I hear your point. The chair does not agree. Quite not well taken. I think people really understood what the vote was. Thank you, though. Thank you. Sometimes it is unclear.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo to be recognized.
All right. I have the order of people now is Jack, Ian, and then Rodrigo. Okay. So you'll be up first. Thank you. Go ahead, Jack. Okay. Go ahead, Ian.
I had a point of order, which is that this agenda was not posted with 72 hours worth of notice to require. Can I finish my point of order, Mr. Chair?
I want to respond as you go on.
A written motion to amend the agenda is, I think, arbitrary and capricious. I don't think it's proper under Robert's rules.
I hear you.
Improperly noticed agenda forced through in this manner. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I want to comment that it was posted within the time limit. And I want to ask Myla to comment on that.
The agenda has been up on KPFTX.
Oh my!
Prior to the meeting, I couldn't give you the exact time period, but it's been at least a couple of days.
Okay, thank you. Rodrigo, you're up.
I do have to go get an umbrella. Yeah.
Rodrigo, the chair recognizes Rodrigo Argueta.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Rodrigo.
Okay, well, somebody just muted me. Well, this is the thing. I'm not going to stay in at this meeting. You know, I think you're really disrespectful, my friend. You let your, you know, Myla speak as much as they want. And when, you know, Ninelle tries to make a point, you just shut them up. You know, and I don't think that's respectful. I don't deal with people that like the way you deal. That's one thing. And another thing is that I never approved that someone from KPFT would be dealing with our meetings, you know, and I don't like that, and I'm gonna
call the member to order.
Okay. Well, it's just exactly what I'm saying. You might not have interrupted me. I want to do my part. I'm gonna be gone.
Right now. There you go. We are in the approval of the agenda phase. Have not moved forward. I want to respond to what you said so far, Rodrigo.
No, talking about the agenda, my friend. Talking about the agenda.
Right.
Let me speak. Stop it. Let me speak. Okay? You are nobody to stop me from.
Call the member to order.
Yeah. The meeting will come to order. Rodrigo, we are in a place. This is not a public comment time. You are out of order right now, Rodrigo. I wanted to respond to what you said.
It has to do with the agenda. My last point about the agenda is that we agree that you would ask if someone needed to speak in Spanish and have translation. I didn't hear that, okay? And that's enough for me. So thank you so much, but I'm not participating in these meetings anymore, you know, because people like you really do know the bylaws and so disrespectful with the rest of the people who do not align with you. I don't need to be here. You know, thank you so much and thank you to everyone, but I'm not going to be dealing with you guys, you know, like that. You know, I don't like to be disrespected like that, you know, okay? So you disrespect my people, my community right now, especially right now that we are prosecuted by the fucking, you know, Donald Trump and his hunting dogs, you know, against my people. And, you know, this is the way. Still, you're doing the same, okay? So thank you so much and I'm gone. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Okay, let's go on to the next point. I am sorry we didn't have Spanish translation. We've had it the last 2-3 meetings. If it was an overlooked, please, anybody, please comment. I have been out of action for a while.
Excuse me.
I want to go on.
Point of order, Jan Goodman.
Yes, go ahead, Jan.
Can you ask if there is anyone who would like a Spanish translation?
Yes. Is there anyone who would like Spanish translation? And I apologize for not asking that up front. Okay. I see no response. Last time it was okay. Approval.
Mr. Chair, Jack Neff requests to be recognized. I request the Spanish language translation.
Thank you. Noted, Jack. Okay.
The procedure is if we want a Spanish language translation, Argueta said that he would provide it. So I will contact him and ask him if he would like to provide Spanish language translation.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. And Myla, Chair recognizes. Go ahead, and then we're going to move on.
Thank you, Chair. And also, it's not great, but people can, that option is available via Zoom for people who know about it. So it's already set up, so you can use your Zoom account to get a written Spanish.
Okay, thank you. I apologize, Rodrigo, for not saying that at the very beginning. That was my overlook. Procedural and housekeeping motions. A, procedure RE discussion of motions. 2-4, 2 against. So this is appendix number 3. We have 2 people who speak for and 2 people who speak against.
Yes.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janine, point of information.
Yes, go ahead, point of information.
Could you read what we're volunteering or getting speakers for, please, instead of just the numbering?
Okay, we're on procedure. I want to ask the secretary, please, to read.
Okay.
Appendix number 3.
Number three, Roman numeral three, committee reports 9 minutes. Director's reports 3 minutes. Subheading one, 2025 bylaws and the current bylaws. B, committee of inclusion. C, governance committee. D, announcement of no finance or personal committees. E, the bylaws now, including fundraising, membership, and community outreach. That's Roman numeral three on the agenda.
Chair, this is Janine. Point of information. Isn't it item number two? You just said procedural and housekeeping motions.
Okay. Thank you. Number two, procedural and housekeeping motions. A is procedure regarding the discussion of motions. And this is appendix number three that we were talking about. It was sent out to everybody several times. I will read it again. In order to appendix number three, which is a motion submitted by the chair, by myself, to create a standing rule allowing two speakers in favor and two opposed to motions brought before the assembly. The total suggestion is, in order to allow debate on all motions put before the body, the KPFK Local Station Board, LSB, Delegates Assembly, VA, hereafter LSB, hereby adopts a standing rule that unless otherwise agreed upon by the LSB, or unless the motion is out of order, that when motions come before the LSB, that the motion will be read by the proponent or the secretary. I'm the proponent, so I'm reading it now. After the motion has been seconded, the chair will recognize two speakers in favor of the motion and two opposed to the motion, which speakers shall alternate. So for, against, or against. The proponent will be the first speaker who will motivate the motion, 90 seconds. If there is opposition to the motion by more than one person, a second person will speak in opposition, 90 seconds. The third in favor, 90 seconds. The fourth in opposition, 90 seconds. The LSB will then vote unless there has been a motion to amend the motion on the floor. In that case, there shall be a minimum of one speaker in favor, that is the maker of the motion, and one opposed. The chair shall then decide if there should be an additional round of speakers, after which the LSB shall vote on the amendment. If the amendment passes, then it becomes the main motion, and that motion shall be voted upon immediately, assuming there have been two speakers in favor and two opposed. We've been observing this, so this is to make it real. So are there two people who want to speak? I see Ian and Jack. Do you want to speak against this motion?
I'd like to second the motion, Mr. Chair. This is Myla. I'm going to second the motion that
Myla has seconded the motion. Is there anybody opposed to this?
Opposed.
Jesus. And that is Ian Johnson opposed. Is there a second to oppose?
Jack Neff, Mr. Chair, I oppose.
Okay, so there are two. So we are now going to proceed to have a two favor. Pro, two against. So, and this is a discussion.
Mr. Chair, point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
you're proceeding as if your motion is already passed. We have not passed your motion yet. To proceed as if it were already passed is out of order, just as it is out of order to assume Jan's motion later in the meeting has been passed and schedule the meeting at 10:30 in the morning.
I don't understand your motion. We're having a discussion about a motion that I have submitted.
We have an amendment?
No.
I proposed an amendment. An amendment that we have three speakers on each side.
Okay.
Does anyone second that?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Jack Neff. I second Ian's motion to amend.
Okay.
I object. This is Myla. I object to the amendment.
Okay. Madam.
Mr. Chair, I think
she's
out of order.
Teresa, will you question where we're at? I am trying to follow Robert here. Go ahead.
Are you calling upon the secretary?
Yes, I'm calling on meeting management. Calling on Teresa Allen.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I believe, I'm sorry, I was in the chat. I'm backing out. I believe there's an amendment to the motion. So the person, so we're going to vote on the amendment, but I think there should be some discussion. So I guess the person who made the motion, motivated it?
Well, I read the motion.
Not yet. We're talking about the amendment now, are we not?
Are we talking about the amendment, Teresa?
Or yes. Okay. Yes.
No, he is not, and I wasn't aware there. So there was an amendment to this. I don't see it on here. So.
Well.
I'm confused.
It's not in writing. Unfortunately, I'm not in the chat because I'm on a phone.
Mm-hmm. What is your amendment to the motion?
The amendment would be that we have at a minimum 3 speakers on each side. And the reason I would say that is because it's arbitrary and capricious to demand that only 2 people speak. And I think there are more opinions, and there is better for the body and the process of going through things to have more voices, not less. I think slowing things down sometimes actually has a beneficial purpose. Sometimes there's more than one reason why someone might disagree. And so there might be more than 2 people who disagree, and therefore we should at least allow 3. Thank you.
Now I want to ask, because I have a sense of my feeling about this and how I might rule, but I want to ask Teresa, what is Roberts now? Now that I've heard that.
So the
amendment in writing, or can I simply give my sense of it and ask for a voice vote on the amendment?
Yes, but I would like to clarify, because it's not in writing. The person with making the amendment is that there are 3 speakers on each side. Right now, the motion is that there be 2 people for each point of view, pro and con. The person making the amendment is that Ian?
Yes. This is Harvey. Can I call the question?
I would just like to ask, Ian, are you asking that 3 people, pro and con, each side?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Point of order, real quick. Yes. This is Rachel.
Yes. Who is asking for point of order?
Rachel Brunke.
Okay, go ahead, Rachel.
Chair, would you, this doesn't sound like an unreasonable or much different than what you proposed as 2. Would you just accept that as a friendly amendment?
I object to the amendment.
Well, I'm talking to the chair right now.
Okay. Teresa, where are we in this process right now? I know. I want to comment, but I want to figure out where we are in the process.
Was the amended motion seconded?
I believe it was.
Okay.
This is Jack Neff, chair. I recognize I seconded the amended motion.
Yes. We got that, Jack. I have, in responding to Rachel now.
Mr. Chair.
It is customary in many meetings. I would love to have as many voices as possible.
It's only 3, not as many. It's just 1 more.
I understand.
Have
I understand.
Winner take all reality here at KPFK LSB. There has to be
I understand,
some
Rachel.
Give and take. Or people are not going to shut up. Sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
Just take 3. Big deal.
Are you going to let me respond? Okay. But it may not seem like a big deal. When we have 4 to 12 motions, it adds another hour or 2. And it's the reason why in many meetings of LSB throughout the country, there's the 2 and 4 and 2 against, so that people can actually conserve the time. That's the reason for having two for and two against. Rather,
it only adds a couple more minutes. Okay.
Rather than one, well, a couple times 10 sometimes, and it's more than that. It actually
okay.
would add.
So winner take all. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I called the member to order, arguing with the chair.
Okay. Teresa, do we take the amendment first now? Or does it have to be in writing? What are we doing here?
Well, right now you allow two for and two against. I believe that the person that made the amendment has motivated it. So you can ask for someone who's opposed to the amendment. Okay. And if you're going to follow your own rule for now, give another pro and con and then vote.
Okay. I want to recognize Harvey Wasserman first. I put him off because he asked the question. Harvey, what was your comment? Is it still relevant?
I think we should just call the question, but that's it.
Call the question, meaning?
Vote on the amendment.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
And I think Rachel's comments were well taken.
Yeah. Okay. So it may be as simple as that. Everybody, Harvey, as I heard it, is saying everybody can get the difference between two and three. And so we could simply call a vote on that. Is that customary, Teresa, or do you always go two for, two against before you vote?
Ask if there's any objection to taking a vote now.
Okay. Are there any objections to taking a vote?
Mr. Chair, I object. Not enough discussion from the motivation and the objection.
Okay. Is there a second to Jack's?
Janine.
Okay, it's been seconded by, was that by Rachel? I couldn't see who seconded it. Our secretary has to note that. Who seconded the motion?
Jack Neff seconded the motion.
Oh, Jack did.
And this is Myla. I'd like to speak in opposition to the amendment to the motion.
Okay, all right. We have one in opposition, Myla. Do we have somebody for? What's the motivate for?
Mr. Chair, Jack Neff, request to be recognized. I would like to speak in favor of the amendment.
Okay, Jack will motivate it, and then Myla will be the opposition. Another person to motivate would. Who?
I believe it's. Who else is going to speak against?
Who is that, Marcy?
No, Myla asks, who are the two people for and who are two against? I got Jack for and Myla against. Any second person?
And we're looking for another person for and another person against. That's what I'm looking for.
Janine
has her hand up.
This is Janine. I'd like to speak for the amendment. Thank you.
Okay. And another person against.
May I be recognized to speak against? It looks like Nancy Naparco has her hand raised.
Okay, Nancy Naparco. All right. Okay. So go ahead. Let the timekeeper, this is going to be 90 seconds and then another 90, another 90, another 90, and then we'll take a vote.
I actually think that it's pretty clear to everybody here that, how time consuming it looks to me. It sounds to me like, Rachel Brunke has also already motivated and spoken in favor, as well as Ian Johnson has spoken in favor. And, I think that we just need to get on with the vote. And we can see how time consuming it is if three people, are at heard rather than two.
I understand, but. We already, when we had a second.
Okay, I'm done. Go to the next person.
Okay. We could limit it to 60 seconds rather than 90, which I think would be reasonable. So Nancy, get the clock at 60. Jack, you're up, and then Myla, Janine, and Nancy. I mean, Jack, Myla, Janine, and Nancy. Okay. Go ahead, Jack.
Thank you for recognizing me, speaking in favor of the motion for future discussion, future motions to be have three speakers in favor and three speakers opposed. This is a deliberative body. We need to have exchange of ideas. We need to spend time on these objectives. It's not pro forma, where simply you get two allies to speak in favor of, but actually look for a diversity of opinion, get the widest possible view, because free speech is at stake. And limiting speech to just two speakers narrows the scope by fully a third. And so we need to broaden scope and bring people in, and not merely speak to whatever our particular objective is at the moment. There are important issues at
60
stake.
60 seconds.
KPF, and I encourage all members of the LSB to vote in favor of this amendment, allowing three speakers of for and against.
That's it. And Nancy, maybe give a notice at 45 seconds. Just say 15 seconds. Wrap it up. Okay. All right. Myla, you're up. Thank you, Jack.
I spoke already. Be respectful of people's time and limit.
Okay.
Okay.
Janine, you're up. 60 seconds.
Hi,
thank you. So, one of the things going on that behind the scenes here is, sort of attack on our bylaws that has happened at the national level. You know, the LSBs no longer, at least in this moment that we're in right now, have been stripped of many of their powers, many of their oversight. And so what we do have is this forum here. And, you know, this is our opportunity to speak as representatives of the people who elected us. Only two speakers. If this meeting was run more, better, instead of the chair deferring to a third person for almost
15 seconds,
then we wouldn't have this issue. And I really encourage you, even when we voted in May for bullying behavior to be scheduled before the next meeting, it didn't happen. So we are in a situation.
60 seconds.
We have LSB members that need
to be heard
because they're elected.
Seconds.
Thank you.
Okay, Nancy, you're up. Nancy, you're
I'm one of the newer people on this board, and I am overwhelmed by the controversy. And I think that what I hear, even at this meeting, is arguments going round and round on both sides, people speaking up without being recognized, and that people don't even listen to themselves, much less people who agree with them, and they repeat themselves not long after that. And I think any important comment can be made in 20 seconds, that you can make your point in 60 or 90 seconds, and the more open, the more argument it gets, just like Janine simply brought in other arguments rather than debating the topic on hand. I think we need to listen to each other and stick to the topic. I'm done. 60 seconds.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, will you call the vote? This is the vote on the amendment that there be three speakers pro, three speakers against. A vote yes is for that. A vote no is against that, to basically not that, to keep it two, but not three. Okay, go ahead. Take the roll, please.
Rodrigo Arqueta. I'll come back. Christina Avalos.
Opposed to the amendment.
Christina, no. Marisol, myself, I'm a vote no. Tatanka Bricka.
Hold my vote to the end.
Okay. Rachel Brunke.
In favor.
Rachel, yes. Nelson Tenno.
In favor.
Yes. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
Aye.
Yes. Evelia Jones.
No.
No. Shapaz Luchembe.
No.
No. Jack Neff.
Yes.
Brenda Martinez. Brenda, I'll come back. Nancy Naparco.
No.
No. Nancy Perlman.
You missed Robert Payne. He's before me.
Say no.
No.
That was Robert Payne.
Robert Payne says no.
Nancy Perlman says no.
Robert Payne, Nancy Perlman, no. Okay, Nancy Perlman, no. Okay, Robert Payne, no. Jeanine Roan?
I vote yes.
You skipped yes. Miley Reed. Oscar Loa?
Oscar, you are vote yes.
Yes. Adam Woolman?
No.
No. Carlos Zavala?
No. Where's Harvey Wasserman?
Okay. Harvey Wasserman?
No. Harvey votes no.
Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman, I'll come back. Myla Reason?
No.
No.
Jan Goodman, no. I'm sorry.
Jan Goodman, no.
And I sent you a new list. If you look at your email, I think you see it.
Okay. We got 13 no's. We got 7 yeses and abstention from Tatanka.
Okay, so the amendment fails. We'll go back to the original now. We're going to have a vote on the 2 and 2. Okay. So a vote for yes is to have 2 for 2 against. A vote for no is to not have 2 for 2 against. Please take the vote.
Rodrigo Arqueta. Voting on the original motion.
Pardon me?
Rodrigo Arqueta.
Oh, okay.
Christina Avalos.
I'm sorry.
This is to maintain the original vote, yes. Original amendment for 2 speakers, 2 for and 2 against.
Yes, yes. And I just have a quick note. Didn't Arqueta step out, say that he's not going to?
Okay, he was present originally, so I'll mark him not present. And now we'll count his vote.
He's permanently leaving the meeting.
Yes, go ahead. Continue with the vote counts, please.
Marcy votes yes. Rachel Brunke. This is a vote to keep the original.
Abstain.
Ninel Centeno.
Come back with me a little bit later.
Okay. Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me.
Nikki Hahn, come back. Ian Johnston.
No.
No. Avelia Jones.
I vote to maintain the original amendment. Thank you.
Avelia, yes.
The original
motion, yes.
Chapaza Lachembe.
Yes.
Once you do the best and save it. Okay, I'm gonna be out of order because my list is out of order, but I'll call you. Jack Neff.
Quiet.
Jack Neff.
You're on mute, Jack.
Just whatever works.
I vote no.
Jack Neff, no. Brenda Martinez. Brenda Martinez.
All right. What are you focused on? Try.
Nancy, Brenda, I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco?
No.
Are you setting point of
it? Nancy, no. Nancy Perlman?
Are you trying to expand that?
Point of information, Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Go ahead.
It's my understanding that we're voting on the original motion.
In the middle of a vote.
We're voting for 2 for and 2 against. Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Oh, I made a mistake. I meant yes.
Who's this? Who's speaking?
Nancy Naparco.
Nancy Naparco votes yes.
I was not recognized because we were in the middle of a voting and literally everybody chime in right now in the middle of a voting.
Okay. Robert Payne, keep the vote count, please. Keep it going.
Robert Payne votes yes.
Robert Payne, yes. Jeanine Roan.
Jeanine Roan votes no, and somebody's mic is open. Thank you.
Oscar Uoa. Oscar Ulloa?
No.
Oscar, no. Okay, I'm out of order here. Adam Woolman. The list is out of order. Adam Woolman?
Yes.
Yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Hi, you keep missing me. It's Harvey Wasserman.
Harvey Wasserman. Yes. As I said, my list is out of order, so
no,
I will
no
call
problem,
you
no problem.
Order.
No problem. I vote yes.
Harvey, yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, yes. Miley Reason? Miley Reason?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Robert Payne, I got your vote. And Ace is absent.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Nancy
I'd like to
Perlman,
change
wait.
My vote.
I haven't had a chance to vote. My vote is yes.
Okay. Coming back to Nanel Centeno and Nikki Hahn. Nancy, Nanel Centeno?
No.
Can you tap me when you want to speak and then I can
Okay. Nikki Hahn?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. And Nancy Perlman was a yes. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to change my vote from no to yes.
Who's speaking?
This is Jack Neff. I'd like to change my vote to yes.
We have 14 yeses.
Okay. And how many no's?
I have 3 no's.
And
4 no's.
And a couple of stain or something?
Yes, and a couple of stain.
Okay. So that passes. Thank you. Let's go on to the next one. We are now running quite a bit behind time, but there are some things that will not take as long. So the next thing on the agenda is B, motion adopting standard agenda template. Would you please read Appendix 4, Madam Secretary?
Appendix 4, motion submitted by KPFK. Adopting standard RRONR agenda template, whereas KPFK LSB seeks to use its meeting time effectively and efficiently with due respect to its many members.
A little bit slower.
Okay. Whereas we want to respect time efficiency for many members, and whereas the board seeks to avoid dilatory points of order in motions in relation to the setting of the agendas, therefore let it be resolved that the KPFK LSB will follow a RRONR for its agendas, which does not require board approval, and that board members will have the option to propose motions for new business, and that an adjustment may be made to the agenda upon the recommendation of the officers of the board to address urgent matters.
And then there was one thing after that.
And that any motion related to the approval of the agenda will be limited to the stating of the subject of the motion without discussion of the merits.
Okay, thank you.
This is Myla Reason. I second that motion.
Yes, thank you, Myla, for seconding. Is there any objection?
This is Janine Roan. I object.
Okay, is there any second objection?
I object, Ninel Centeno.
And Ninel Centeno also objects. Okay, so we will have a 2-4 and 2 against. I think I will speak for this. I'll be very quick. So we need another person for and two against. So it'll be four against, four against.
This is Christina. I'll vote for.
Okay. Thank you, Christina. And I need two against.
Jan Goodman, I have a point of order.
Yes. Point of order.
As you asked me to do previously, I just posted in the chat the actual verbiage of the Robert's Rules of Order referred to by your motion, which did not.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for stating that. And what she's alluding to is that it wasn't in the minutes, but it is section 41:5, 41:6, 41:8 in Robert's Rules of Order that is the reason why I'm putting this in, because it's part of Robert's. Okay,
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? This is Jack Neff.
Do you want to speak?
Robert's Rules of Order R-O-R, I understand, but then there was another three initials after that, O-R. Pardon me. What does that stand for?
Pardon me. Pardon me. Pardon me. You need to give me time to recognize you. When you start speaking before I recognize, this is not personal to me. This is anybody who's going to be chair. We set up a precedent that everybody talks without being recognized. So I'm speaking now as chair, not just for, yeah, yes, I understand. Please, everybody needs to be recognized and I need to recognize them. So go ahead. I want the two people who are speaking against, please. Janine, are you one of the ones? You have your hand up.
I'd like to speak against. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have a second person to speak against.
I'm my hand's up.
Oh, is that Ian? I can't see it.
This is Ian.
Okay, Ian, you're second. All right. This will be 90 seconds, Nancy. And let's see. We had Christina, right? Do you want to lead off, Christina? And then we'll do Janine, and then I'll go, and then Ian will go. Go ahead, Christina.
Okay. I'd like to move forward with this in supporting the argument. Waste a lot of time discussing and approving the order of the agenda. And if we pass this motion, we would be eliminating that point of contention. We've spent on the last meeting 40 minutes arguing the issues of the agenda, not the agenda itself. And this would save time, and this would be in consistence with the Robert's Rules of Order. I've been in other meetings where this has been consistent, and I'd like to support this as a consistent respect and adherement to the Robert's Rules of Order. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Christina, Janine, you're up. And thank you for making it.
Okay, thank you. I brought up a few times the issue of not having an open governance meeting because that would allow membership to come.
Can you speak?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Should I get my 90 minutes?
I will reset.
I should be allowed to speak and make my argument without interruption from the chair. Thank you.
Yes.
I have spoken often on how a governance committee allowing members to show up and give their two cents about what the agenda would be proper. This was done for decades here at KPFK and in Pacifica. That's not being allowed. So what this motion is doing is basically saying that we now have no way of putting forth a motion to be considered or anything about the agenda unless the officers approve. And this is, again, this is supposed to be a democracy, democratized body. We were voted in, elected to stand for the people who elected us, and that's not being allowed with these types of motions. I would say serious consideration has to be paid to how long this meeting is and why it is the running of this meeting that is the problem, not the fact that there are ideas and there are things, input that is being given by the members. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's my turn. The last sentence was, and that any motion relating to the approval of the agenda will be limited to stating the subject of the motion without discussion of the merits. This is because we have places for the discussion of the merits, and it's not in the simple approval of the agenda. The consistent thing that has happened before I was chair and during I'm chair and is happening again is there's a lot of argument about issues of substance, not about the agenda itself. And so Ninel spoke to it. That's one thing. Also, on the issue of democracy, each person here who is helping set the agenda of this board was elected. was elected. There weren't just some people elected. We were all elected. And we want to use our time efficiently to get to the issues, which we haven't been able to do. So in my opinion, we're replaying that again, and this will help alleviate that. Thank you.
Mr.
Ian, you're
up. Mr. Chair, I believe this is my time, yes?
Yes, you're up, Ian.
Okay, so the issue here is not simply wasting time. The issue here is that we have a limited amount of time in our meetings. And when we have a junta come together in secret to set our agendas, that necessarily prioritizes their priorities versus those of the rest of the body. And the fact that we're discussing this motion now instead of the unfinished business from November speaks directly to the fact that there are things people don't want to talk about and then other things that they want to jam through. And that's why we had a governance committee meeting for, you know, decades. I know I was part of it for a long time. And we would set our agendas, in a consociational way. We would agree upon what the order of operations for the meeting would be. But instead, we're handed this agenda less than 72 hours notice, meaning it's illegal. And we're forced to vote on it without discussion. When in fact we should be discussing things that have been on the agenda since November, but because the chair or member Goodman or one of these directors decides they want to put this on the agenda, we get that at the top of the agenda. That's inappropriate. It gives their priorities in place of the rest of the bodies, and that's not democratic. That's tyrannical. So I oppose, and I think we should go back to the way we used to do things for many, many decades. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to take a vote on this now. The vote is to adopt the standard agenda template, which we talked about, the people who argued for yes. So a vote for yes is to adopt this template, and a vote no is to not adopt it. Secretary, please take the roll vote count.
Rodrigo Arqueta. I'll come back to you. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Christina Avalos, yes. Marcy Bielma, yes. Rachel Brunke.
No.
Rachel, no. Ninel Centeno.
No.
Ninel, no. Nikki Hahn. I'll come back
come
to
back
you.
To me.
Ian Johnston. Ian Johnston. I'll come back to you. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Evelia, yes. Chapaza Lachembe.
Yes.
Chapaza, yes. Jack Neff.
No.
No. Brenda Martinez. Brenda Martinez, I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Nancy, yes. Nancy Perlman.
Yes.
Nancy, yes. Robert Payne.
Yes.
No, Robert, yes. Janine Roan.
No.
Janine, no. Oscar Ulloa. Oscar Ulloa, come back to you.
Yeah, I'll vote no, sorry.
No. Adam Woolman.
Yes.
Adam, yes. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos, yes. Harvey Wasserman.
Yeah, yes.
Harvey, yes. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan, yes. Miley Reason.
Yes.
Miley Reason, yes. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses.
You can make it 13. I mean, I proffered this motion, so I'm voting yes on it.
Nikki Hahn says that she was going to come back.
Okay. I have to come back to Brenda Martinez. Brenda Martinez. Nikki Hahn.
Well, I don't fully understand this motion, so I don't know. I guess I'm going to abstain because I don't fully understand the difference between this and I'm abstaining.
abstaining. Rodrigo Arqueta, I believe, is going to be absent the rest of the meeting. So that makes 13 yeses.
And how many noes?
5 noes.
Okay, and 1 or 2 abstain. Okay, so that passes. I am looking up. It's 11:45. Thank you. We are A and B through our procedural housekeeping motions. I think this is going to really help our procedure because many of the things that we weren't able to vote on was simply because we couldn't get through a meeting like this, not because of any other reason than that. And I think this will help with that. Okay, so we'll all benefit from being able to speak to the issues. I also want to thank people for their patience with the housekeeping. I'm looking forward to the next 18 months with KPFK. We need to go to public comment now. It's 11:45, and then we will come right back to where we were and see how far we can get. So we're going to switch on over to public comment.
How does that happen? Public comment?
We open for people in the community, and they will be the ones to speak, and they will be the only ones to speak. None of us will respond to them. So, Myla, is there any trick in the, technically to do this?
Well, Sue Cohen-Johnson has her virtual hand raised.
Oh, go ahead, Sue. Did not see that.
Oh, hey. Thank you. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, go.
Okay. I've been so depressed and disgusted that 250 years of the United States is being torn away and thrown away by Trump. And I'm getting the same thing here. You've totally thrown out Robert's Rules of Order and you're throwing away this network was set up and has stood for peace and free speech and people's rights for 75 years, and you're just throwing all that out. Andrew had it right on the head when he said that there's any one faction that takes over control is suicide for the network, and that's what we're doing. And we're throwing out all our values. And you keep passing more and more things to limit what the community wants to say, needs to say, has a right to say about its network. It doesn't belong to just you folks who are taking over. It belongs to Southern California.
Did you hear that, Sue? It's your 90 seconds. So complete your sentence.
And San Francisco and Houston and New York.
90 seconds is up.
Okay,
thank you, Sue. Chair recognizes Anthony Fest. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes. Hi, Anthony Fest, program producer at KPFA and a staff rep to the KPFA LSB. Thanks for giving me a moment to speak. And by the way, my LSB would not extend that same courtesy to you. They refuse to let members of other LSBs speak at public comment because who knows? And it's not because we have a crowd of local listeners waiting to comment. On the contrary, usually it's just a tiny handful of people. And that's probably because public comment is not allowed until the last half hour of the meeting. But anyway, it appears that, at least for the time being, Pacifica is saddled with the new day bylaws of centralizing authority in the National Board and the ED. I think that's a giant step backward. But regardless, modifying the bylaws is not going to save Pacifica. What will save Pacifica is innovative programming. People don't listen because of bylaws. People listen because of programming. So I say it's got to be fresh and innovative programming. That'll be the only solution. You at KPFK were very fortunate to have an innovator as IGM, Michael Novick. But he was removed from that job, and I'm afraid that tells us what the powers that be at the network
90
really,
seconds.
Really feel about innovation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. We have others here. I don't see.
She's back.
Rachel, your hand is up. I see you. Go ahead, Rachel. Whoop.
Nancy Stack.
No, that was an emoji.
Yeah, okay.
Nancy Stack.
I think Nancy Lawrence wants to speak.
Okay, please speak. I can't see that. Oh, I see. Okay. Nancy Lawrence, can you hear? You need to unmute.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yes. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. The person before me just told it like it was. When we had Michael Novak, we had such rich, diverse programs. We didn't have a lot of programs that went on, you know, five times a week. Or now we have so many of them that it's driven the other programs to either a half hour or off all together. Look what's happened to the program that comes on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Now it's a half hour. That's the capitalism, the one that used to be called COVID something. But anyhow, that's like apparently it was a half hour. Same thing with some of the Native American program. It's a half hour. The Black Lives Matter program, grassroots program, is off the air completely now. There's one good thing. I do like the cat, the program that comes on now in the morning. And she's really good. But that's, again, another program that comes on, I guess, 4 days a week. Let's get rid of Ian Masters having on just one day a week. Get some of these other programs back. And some of the other programs that come on, you know. So that's my suggestion. You know, we need Michael Ondo back. Thank you.
90 seconds.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Are there any other people who haven't spoken in the community who are not LSB members who would like to have a chance to express your opinion? If not, we'll go and take seconds from people who have already spoken. And then after that, if there's no new people, we will basically go back and finish our business. Okay, call in user number, call in user two. You need to unmute. Call in user two.
Okay. Oh, I don't know who muted me. Thank you.
Oh.
You know, there are things in what we're told are the new bylaws that were not part of the New Day 2021 proposition. There are things that seem to have been just put in there just because they've never been reviewed or discussed by the membership. Well, first of all, we know that the 2021 bylaws failed because the staff on the East Coast, both WBAI and WPFW, voted against it. And we know that some claims were made some two or three years later about those votes not being legitimate. I think that's the problem, not the votes, the claim, and the fact that it was allowed, the fact that there was an agreement that I think people have been describing as being collusive, where the folks on Team A are the same as the folks on Team B, and they're arranging a settlement. But it's clear to me in listening to board meetings, both national and local, that folks have no idea what's in this creation that we're now being told is in place. So for people who are interested in actually knowing the difference between the last properly presented bylaws and this thing that we're now being told are our rules, please come next Saturday to a Pacifica Fightback Town Hall. We'll be discussing the bylaws. You can go to PacificaFightback.org to register. Thanks.
Thank you, Serene. Next up, we have 1424 ending in 100 on the phone. You need to unmute.
This is Bella. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Bella. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. Tatanka, you need to attend board meeting procedural classes. You need to learn the bylaws, not the New Day Pacifica bylaws, but the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. bylaws. So that not so much space and time is lost and wasted in these meetings. What people keep arguing for is not the agenda, is the content, is the coordination, is the drafting, all illegally without the consultation of the board of the whole. What you're doing is restricting participation in what it used to be a democratic procedure, open, participatory, and you pretend that you are doing the right thing, but you are ignoring the essence of what democracy and participation means. Everything you have been doing with these agendas are illegal. They're unconstitutional. They're against the ethos of the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. mission statement. And you did not read it today.
90 seconds is up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. We have 1832438. You need to unmute. We'll come back to you. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, you're up.
I would like to agree with the previous person who said that we need Michael Novick back as interim general manager, and the diversity of programming that he brought, and also to put in another plug for the Pacifica Fight Back Town Hall about the new bylaws on Saturday. That's 3 p.m. your time, Pacific time. Someone asked what time it was at. It's 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you, Eleanor. Kim, you're up.
Let me speak after Steve.
You need to unmute, Kim.
I just did. Let me speak
after
Steve. Let me speak for the third time. Let me speak after Steve. He's next.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I did not hear that. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. I didn't hear anything about supporting the station. I understand that you have tower issues at KPFK. You know, they have similar issues at WPFW. WBAI also has issues at their tower. Supporting the stations and the network should be the focus of this meeting, but apparently we've got to focus on minutia and being petty bickering and insulting and otherwise behaving shamefully. We need to, I agree with Anthony, the programming, high quality programming is the key to success for all the stations. And finding ways to support the stations and not fighting amongst each other should be the goal, but I don't think this group could do that.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, Kim.
No organization can survive this much dishonesty and incompetence. The lack of financial literacy from the PNB is shocking. The ED's lack of accountability, transparency, and honesty regarding the finances is a new low for Pacifica. It cannot survive. And you can't be asked to fundraise for an organization that has made no reports of the finances for this entire fiscal year. That is absurd. And nobody on the PNB says anything about it. They're just happy with their little power plays that, you know, are ridiculous, dishonest, and words obviously fail to express how really pathetic this all is.
Oh yeah, it was inevitable. The next speaker was pooped.
Pardon me. Are you through, Kim? Okay. Before we take seconds, we haven't heard from Arnoldo yet. You need to unmute.
Hello. My name is Arnoldo Diaz. I just wanted to say I'm a first generation born here, coming from immigrant family, immigrant parents. And I started listening to KPFK, specifically the Spanish programming, a couple of years ago. I have since been involved and I volunteer and help out here and there when I can. But my concern with KPFK right now and with the LSB is that the way that you guys are censoring the Spanish programming is really disheartening, especially given the current political context of the U.S. These programs are important right now, especially for the Spanish-speaking community and other immigrant communities. If there's no respect for people from other communities and backgrounds, and if you guys are going to continue to do this type of censoring, then it just shows that a lack of care or concern for these groups, for these people.
Thank you, Arnoldo. Okay, Anthony, I think you've got another 60 seconds now.
Yes, a very quick suggestion. If you want to have smoother and more efficient meetings, get a parliamentarian, a real parliamentarian. And just like you had an excellent IGM in Michael Novick, you had an excellent parliamentarian in Mr. Tatum. So and please invite him back. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
This is procedural. Go ahead, and then Carol W.
I didn't see Carol. I'm hoping that we can, after Carol speaks, get back to the agenda.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. I'm waiting for new people. Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
Thanks. Hi, everybody.
I am Carol Wolfley from KPFA, and I want to thank the people on the LSB who are trying to work together nationally to make this very important transition that we're making from the old bylaws to our new bylaws with more direct member voting and direct member input. I love that, and I appreciate Tatanka's chairing and working with parliamentary procedures. One of the things I think we're going to need to figure out is how do we do outreach and how do we do fundraising as local station boards to support our stations. And one of the ways that I think we can do that is through developing our social media network. So if people on the local station board have, if they have like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or any of the other things, they can take postings from your station and post it. And especially during situations like, when there are fires or the raids, to let people know where important resources are that are on, that are being shared on the news. So sharing news shows, sharing shows that are giving emergency information that's being on the radio, I think that can help. And I think when we go to protests and other events, having signs that say, you know, your call letters and your station and your website information, people can see that and know, oh, here is a good source of information about some of the things that are happening. And I think especially now that's really important to support for our Spanish-speaking, la gente que habla en español, que están en la radio en español, que usan social media para decir a la gente donde pueden conseguir información, where people can get information de recursos que están ahí para ayudar a la gente, to help people. So thank you, everybody. I hope we can work together on national news sharing, and I heard the affiliates nationally are working to help with news. We have 213 affiliate stations across the nation. Thanks.
Time.
Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, second time up, Kim, then Bella, then Eleanor.
Yeah, Carol Wolfley is really happy about these new bylaws because it basically serves to...
I'm going to interrupt.
Shut up, Carol.
We don't do ad hominem stuff here. We don't do that, okay? Please refrain from that or you'll have to be silenced. That's okay. Against all Pacifica bylaws.
Well, first of all, it's not in Pacifica bylaws. And stop.
Yes, it is.
Stuff. No, it is not, Tatanka. Nowhere is it. You ought to read them. You ought to read them, and you actually ought to learn how to use Robert's rules instead of just making up stuff. That's what makes this...
Point of personal privilege.
I'm not finished, Carol. You don't have a point of privilege. I can say whatever I want. There are no rules about that. I am a member of the public. If I am unhappy, I get to express it. That's the point of public comment. We're not supposed to be just... puppets for what you want to hear. I'm sorry you're so sensitive, you all little snowflakes. Oh, and Milo's trying to mute me. That's so pathetic, people. This is why you have no listeners and no donors, because it's just a train wreck of a personal little, you know, whatever. But these bylaws are only going to empower KPFA. No other station will have a majority on the national board. That is why that people from KPFA are so happy about these new bylaws. All the other stations are going to get disenfranchised, and I cannot imagine
90 seconds.
The rest of them voted for it except for they never read them.
Thank you, Tim. Bella.
Bella, unmute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, Bella, we can hear you now.
Thank you. So this set of bylaws that was unlawfully placed at Pacifica.org to replace the legitimate historic Pacifica Foundation Inc. bylaws are illegitimate. These are illegitimate bylaws, and people need to understand that. Do go to PacificaFightBack.org so that you can register and attend next week's meeting. Also, you can go to FreePacifica.live, L-I-V-E, FreePacifica.live, much documentation there. Who are the people responsible? Who are really controlling? Why there are no local committees activated, running, functioning at the stations? Because power is greed, and greed kills.
60 seconds.
It's 60 seconds on the second one. Eleanor, you're up.
I was muted. Obviously, okay, I was muted, and I had 50.
Bella,
I was muted again.
Bella?
I was muted again.
Wrap up your sentence. It's 60. You've had 60 seconds like everyone else. Everyone else gets off willingly. Eleanor, go ahead.
I wanted to point out that the current New Day bylaws agreed to by the quote mediation unquote are not the same as the 2021 proposed bylaws that were voted down. They're not the same thing, and people need to be educated about the differences between the two of them, as well as between the bylaws that we had before that have not been properly been replaced. The other thing I wanted to mention was two people here spoke who are Spanish speakers. One man who said he's a son of immigrants, and the other, Carol Wolfley. If there are people here who are able to translate Spanish and would volunteer to do so, it would be nice if they would do that, and we could contact Rodrigo to come back and have translation. Either of those two people or someone else, be willing to volunteer, you know, ad hoc on the fly to do that, please?
Okay, Carol, you're up for a second comment, 60 seconds.
Yeah, thanks. I had to unmute. And I just wanted to say a couple of things. I think we need to change the culture, and instead of like attacking people, learn how to work together. We need to work together right now to have strong radio stations responding to the events that are happening. And I think we can do that by focusing on the work instead of, trying to tear each other down. I appreciate that KPFA has more members, but KPFA has worked collaboratively with others on a national level, and I believe that the people at KPFA who are officers now are wanting to work nationally in a national coalition with people from all of the stations. And our main target is news. Our main target is having news that can be used. And please let me know when my time is up. I'm sure you will. So thanks, everybody. Let's try to work together, pull it together, figure out, and be respectful and positive. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Steve,
perfect.
You're up. and we have less than a minute to go. So go ahead. You'll be the last one.
Yeah, I like that. We need to find a way to work together. Right now, we need to find a way to restore health to our transmitters. I even think there might be a problem at the KPFA one because my radio's signal's been weak. But we spent all this time on governance arguments and insulting each other. If we focused on supporting each other and the stations, getting the revenue needed to maintain these stations and keep our signal out there, then our programming can be heard. But if those towers go down, I don't care how good our programming is, no one's going to hear it. So let's figure out a way to get over our past grievances and move forward. We don't have to be perfect. We just have to work together.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, it's 12:15. Time up for time certain. We have to get back and see if we can get some more business done. Thank you for everybody, for the community, for speaking up. Okay, we are now at motion C, and we have 15 minutes until time certain. So let's get to work on this. Motion to reconsider regarding
Mr. Chairman.
And date and time of KPFK meetings. Motion to reconsider. So, Madam Secretary, you please read that motion.
Mr. Chair, request to be recognized.
Is this a point of order, Ian?
Yes, this is. Well, it's a point of information. The motion references material supplied by the Pacifica ED, which were not received until last night. So I haven't had time to review this list. I'm not prepared to vote on this at all. I imagine others are as well.
Thank you for your comment.
Point of information, Chair.
Janine, go ahead.
Well, I'm responding to Jack Neff. I don't know. I think what he's speaking about is a list of requirements from the ED for us to have in-person meetings, but I didn't receive a list at all. Is that something that others received?
No, as my understanding is, when Lee was still functioning despite his pain, he sent out the entire resolution with attachments to see things. I think he simplified it, but we went back and sent out the entire resolution, and then it was found that one little part was not in there, and so that was sent out, and that was sent out late, but that's a paragraph, and that's the part that had to do, I believe, with it's at the tail end of the appendix, the latest one that was sent out. That was the one that included, it was appendix number 12, about open public meetings, physical, Sundays, alternating times, because we were trying to actually focus on one thing at a time, but that's part of the agenda that we're talking about. That's the clarity I have.
Chair, could someone put it in the chat because I cannot find it. I'm looking through all my emails from the secretary from the last week, and I do not have anything that references a bullet list from the ED on what's required in order to have an in-person or a hybrid meeting. So because I can't see that, I'm just hoping that it can be resent in an email or posted in the chat. Email is preferable. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is Teresa still with us?
I am.
Yes, you are?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. Teresa, we have now 12 minutes until time certain. Where we end this meeting at 12:30, and we're just starting, and we've had two people who sound like they can't make a decision due to stuff at the last minute. What would you suggest we do? We end the meeting early and come back and do this next meeting, or what?
Did the secretary send out, who sent out the information about what the executive director said?
Lee Thorpe did, and I believe one last part of it was sent out by Lee just, shortly before the meeting.
Is the section of the report from the executive director, is it fairly short or is it extensive?
I'm not sure about the executive director. I'm not sure what Jenny is referring to, but the part that I read, the last one, is fairly short. It's a simple paragraph. Yeah.
Well, I think the point of order that was made either by Neff or Ian, I think it was Jack, he said he had not had time to read the executive director's statement. And if it's true that it didn't go out until the day before, my question is, can you extend time for maybe 15 minutes, read the paragraph where she explains, what refers to this, this meeting situation, and then proceed on voting take your pros and cons and vote on the motion to reconsider.
Okay. All right. Let's go about reading it. It's going to take a while. This part went out, all but that paragraph went out at least 2 days ago, is my understanding. So, Secretary, please read that appendix.
Chair, this is Janine, point of information. If it was indeed forwarded to this entire body 2 days ago, someone on this body should be able to forward it to all of us again. My issue is I don't believe it was forwarded. It may have been forwarded to the officers, but it was
not. No, this is Lee sent it out to the entire group. I know that. I got it.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Yes, go ahead, Myla, and you're doing it because you were also involved.
I'd like to move that we extend time for 15 minutes so that we can finish this agenda item. And it's my understanding, if I might say, that all the material has been sent out and we need to get to this agenda item and stop wasting time, please.
Chair, may I be recognized? Because I oppose extending time for this.
I understand you're opposed. What we're
specifically to Myla.
Go ahead.
So I'm moving to extend time.
I'm sorry. Who's talking? Was I recognized? I'm sorry, Tatunk, Chair. Was I recognized again?
Yes, you were.
So
30 seconds.
Yes. So extending time does not allow, first of all, I'm not getting it in my inbox and I'm looking in several emails. But the other part of this is if the ED sent a list of things that were necessary in order to do hybrid meetings, which means only people who want to show up need to show up, right? The rest can be on Zoom. If she did send that list, there is no reason to be voting against doing it when the list might be met. And by pushing this through today's agenda doesn't allow us time to see if that list can be met. And that's not fair. I have been corresponding with the PNB and the ED for months to find out what was needed, and I have not been answered.
That's
unfair to push this through today. Thank you.
That's 30 seconds. Appendix number 4. No.
Five.
Appendix number 5. Let's start. Secretary, will you please read appendix number 5?
Mr. Chair.
Is that the secretary speaking? I've asked the secretary to read appendix number 5. Please do so.
Mr. Chair, can you hear me? This is Teresa.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
In regard to Myla Reason's motion to extend time, I'm just afraid you're going to get into this and then just have to stop because you haven't extended time. Do you want to take a vote on extending time up or down?
Okay. Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I don't believe there was a second on Myla Reason's motion.
I second. Christina Avalos.
Thank you for catching that. So we have a second. So what is the extend time idea? Who can state that?
This is Myla. Might I be recognized?
Okay, yes, you may.
I'd like to extend time until we accomplish the agenda items listed as C and D on procedural housekeeping motions in the agenda. The motion to reconsider and the motion regarding KPFK meeting schedule.
And so that's open-ended.
So I'm asking to extend time until we have completed those two agenda items.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll take a vote up or down on that. So that's very clear.
Chair, this is Janine. I'm not clear. I'm looking at the agenda and I am going to the addendums and I am trying to see if there is a list there from the ED of items from the ED and I do not see it. Could you please tell me what page or of we have a 17
point of order.
Point of order. Please. It's all here. Appendix number 5. We're going to read that. And then we're going to have a discussion about it. And then we're going to vote.
Point of order, please.
Point of order. What's your point of order?
I believe that we are now in going to vote on whether or not to extend time. And then after that, we can have discussion.
Okay. So, Secretary, please
take a vote
on extending time.
Chair, my issue was that... My issue was, I want to go back. No, wait a second. I'm being misunderstood. Chair, please. When I first spoke, I asked that we not address
the member
this
to order.
We not address this motion
you
because it doesn't have the
I
all the information
order.
In
I'm
it.
I'm calling for order. Please, silence.
Can we?
I have a motion. I get a second for my
motion?
I second it.
Ian.
Too late.
That would be the primary amendment.
I'm sorry. Order for everybody, or I'm going to ask the secretary to mute everybody who's been speaking without going one at a time and being recognized by the chair. This is emblematic of why we are where we are right now. So, and I'm not, this is endemic. So we now on time certain have 4 minutes left. We're going to take a vote on whether we're going to extend time or not. Okay. That is the proposal to extend time or not. Secretary, please take the vote. To extend time to handle C and D, yes, it's indeterminate the way I hear it. It could take, I have no idea how long it'll take, and I have things to do too. But if we're going to get this done, that's what needs to be done. Otherwise, we will close shop. So yes is for that. No is to not extend time and end the meeting. Okay, Secretary? Point of information. What is your point of information?
Are we extending time to just finish number 2, C and D, the motion to reconsider and the
suggestion.
Not for the rest of the agenda.
Number 2, C and D on the agenda.
Okay. All right. So I can vote.
Here.
All right. Thank you.
Jan Goodman spoke without being recognized. May I be recognized? Because
go
I would
ahead.
Like
ahead.
A reading
go
of
ahead.
The motion. A reading of the motion, please.
Okay, appendix number 5.
The motion was to extend time.
Extend time.
To finish those two agenda items. That's the motion.
And
which
agenda
items, please? The full reading of the motion.
No, the motion is to extend time to complete that business. That is the motion.
And it's Roman
numeral 2. What business? A full motion, please. Read the motion.
I'm going to put it in. Excuse me. Chair, may I be recognized?
No.
Motion is to extend time. That's what we're voting on.
We are voting on to extend time. Pardon me. Let me speak. Roman numeral 2, procedural and housekeeping motions, C and D. C is motion to reconsider resolution regarding in-person meetings and date and times of LSB meetings. And then D, after D is motion on KPFK LSB meeting schedule. And these are all been sent out a couple of days ago. Everybody's had them. That's what we're voting on, whether to extend time to get that done. Secretary, please take the
roll. Chair, I believe we're at time.
No, we're not. You have a minute. Start the vote.
Rodrigo Arqueta no longer present. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Yes. Marcy, yes. Rachel Brunke?
Yes.
Ninel Centeno?
No.
Nikki Hahn?
Yes.
Ian Johnston? Ian Johnston? I'll come back to you. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Chapuz Lachembe?
Yes.
Jack Neff? Jack Neff, I'll come back to you.
Please come back to me.
Brenda Martinez. Brenda Martinez, I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Perlman.
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Nancy Perlman. Robert Payne.
Yes.
Robert Payne, yes. Janine Roan.
No, due to lack of information.
Oscar Uloa?
No.
Adam Wollman?
Yes.
Carlos Zavala?
Carlos yes.
Zavala? Is yes. That yes?
Yes. Zavala? Yes. Yes. Carlos Zavala, yes.
Okay. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Mila Reeson? Mila Reeson, Mila?
Yes, sorry, I was muted.
Okay, we have three no's. The rest are yes.
Matt, Jack Neff here, Madam Secretary. I asked you to come back to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ian Johnston and Jack Neff and Brenda. Jack Neff?
I vote no to extend time.
No to extend time. Ian Johnston?
No.
Brenda Martinez? Still no answer. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's.
Janine has not been asked for her vote.
Okay, so it passed.
Okay.
Janine was not asked for her vote.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you.
I did. You said no. I asked you for your vote. You said no. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. The rest are yes.
Okay. So we're in it here now. Okay.
I have 14 yes.
So we are now on C. Motion to reconsider resolution regarding in-person meetings and date and time of KPFK LSB meetings. The appendix.
May I be recognized?
Who is speaking?
This is Janine. I'd like to make a motion to delay the vote on this particular item because we have not received information from the ED. Thank you. And if someone can forward it, please
put it in the
email.
Chat. Jan Goodman, I put it in the chat. I'm sorry for interrupting, but to save time.
I don't have it in the chat. Can it be sent by email so that anyone on the phone, not in the Zoom chat, can see this information. It's information that we did not receive the motion.
That's okay. We got the point. Okay. Madam Secretary, please read the motion. Appendix number 5.
It's lengthy. Does
There's a misunderstanding, Chair. May I be recognized? I'm not asking for the motion.
I'm not responding to you. I'm responding to where we are in the business, Janine. Please listen up. So please read appendix number 5. I know it's long, but the way we do things is we read them so that people who aren't sitting in front of text can get it. So go ahead.
If there's any volunteers to read appendix 5, you can. If not, I will read it.
Evalia, do you want to read it? Are you still with us?
I can read it.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on one second. Okay. It's a motion to reconsider resolution regarding in-person meetings and day and time of KPFK LSB meetings. I, Jan Goodman, move to reconsider the resolution passed at the last LSB meeting on May 18th, 2025, which required hybrid in-person and Zoom KPFK LSB meetings, and change the day and time of the LSB meetings from starting at 10:30 a.m. on the second Sunday of each month to alternating Sunday afternoons starting at 1 p.m., alternating with a weeknight meeting starting at 7 p.m., alternating on a monthly basis. I voted yes on the prevailing side of the motion. This motion is based on the following. Whereas, after the motion was passed, the executive director of Pacifica listed a number of specifications which must be met before in-person meetings can be approved by the national office in the future. Those specifications included that there must be an insurance policy in place ensuring, among other things, that Pacifica will be indemnified against a third party claiming damages from Pacifica should a person be injured during the time and at the place that any Pacifica-sponsored event takes place, including LSB meetings. And the ED has also stated that although Pacifica has a general liability policy, there is no money in the Pacifica budget to purchase such event insurance at this time. She also stated a number of other requirements, including security concerns, and whereas the motion does not state which night of the week the LSB meeting would take place, and whereas the above stated motion was passed without discussion regarding the fact that future LSB meetings would be at different times and days than had previously been agreed upon, and whereas this motion was made at the end of the last meeting and there was no time to consider it carefully or to reconsider it during that same meeting, and whereas although a venue has been located where KPFK might be able to have in-person LSB meetings, and whereas neither Pacifica nor the venue appear to have an insurance policy in place which meet the requirements set out by the ED, a copy of any insurance policy which might defend and protect Pacifica should an incident occur at the in-person LSB meeting was requested of the person who suggested the venue, stating that the venue had an insurance policy, but no such policy has been produced, and whereas such an insurance policy would, in order to protect Pacifica fully, of necessity include a provision that there be no deductible and would also include a waiver of subrogation so that the policy would be the primary policy covering the event and not have to exhaust any other insurance policy that Pacifica or the venue might have in place, and no such certificate of insurance, including these items, has been produced, and whereas such a policy would probably be available costing between $100 and $200 per meeting, no source of funding was identified to pay this amount on a monthly basis. And whereas, since it is presently not possible to hold in-person LSB meetings, which was the main thrust of the motion, since no adequate insurance policy has been produced, nor have detailed security provisions or et cetera been specified as required, and whereas the rationale of changing the time of the Sunday meeting from 10:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. was to allow people more time to drive to the meeting, and whereas no day of the weeknight was specified by the motion, and whereas all members of the LSB can meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, as evidenced by the fact that they have been meeting at that time, and meeting at a different time and place will create a hardship for certain members of the LSB who have made plans taking into account that the LSB meetings would take place on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. as agreed by LSV members earlier in this year. Therefore, be it resolved that passage of the above stated motion be reconsidered, taking into account all of the above issues. Citation notes. A motion to reconsider is debatable. Robert's Rules of Order, Section 37L18, and a motion to reconsider requires only a majority of those present. See Robert's Rules of Order, Section 37, Paragraph 7. Respectfully submitted by Jan Goodman.
Motion to reconsider has to happen at the same meeting, not a different meeting.
No, if you, excuse me, first of all, Kim, you are
Chair,
I'm calling order. Please, nobody.
Chair, I move to amend.
Pardon me.
The fact that a motion to reconsider can happen at another meeting, and I just read the citations, and I, can we have a discussion?
Chair, may I be recognized?
Opposed, and then go to a vote, please.
Who is speaking now?
This is Jan Goodman.
Go ahead. Complete this, Jan. Okay. I'm just really getting impatient with. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just stated that I finished reading it, the citations that I read. I read the citations to the Roberts Rules of Order, which permit a motion to reconsider on a different day under certain circumstances, that this meets those circumstances. And that is that there was no time at the previous meeting.
Point of information.
Seconds the motion.
Point of information.
Now, somebody.
That was Janine. She's asking for a point
of information. The first person who asked for point of information was whom? This
is Janine. I've asked for it twice. That's all. It was still me.
Make it quick. And then.
How do I ask for a motion to amend this? Can I do that right now? I'd like to make a motion to amend.
Teresa, I'm going to go to the chair. Good question. Teresa?
Yes, she can make a motion to amend right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to amend this motion by striking the portion that alludes to, that speaks to changing the time and date from, or time from 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, so that that would be maintained. But keep the other items until we hear from the ED directly on what her issues are. Because this is a very vague motion. It does not have the specifics of what is needed. And that's what I'm calling for. That's what I've been calling for. I have an insurance certificate for the place I'm at right now, the Harriet Tubman Center. I have an insurance certificate.
You know what? You're now.
So I
understand that.
The motion to amend is to stricken the portion that refers to a different date and time than Sunday at 10:30. Okay. And that is stricken, but that the other items are kept.
Excuse me, the motion to reconsider, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, you can respond.
Motion to reconsider, yes. The items that Janine is suggesting would only be applicable if we reconsider the motion. Once we reconsider the motion, then we can amend the underlying motion. But first, we have to reconsider the motion. So can we...
Okay, then my amendment... I understand, Jan. Then I guess my amendment would be that we should... stricken... the portion reconsidering the hybrid meeting portion of it, the restrictions of the ED.
Because
the thing is, there's wording in this motion that the ED.
I want to get something clear. Pardon me, Janine. Teresa said, if I heard you right, Teresa, that amendment can be produced. And then there's an argument that we have to vote on this before there's an amendment. Which is it, Teresa?
May I address it, Mr. Chair, please?
Well, you can speak to it, but then I want to hear her. So make it quick. Go ahead.
You could amend a motion to reconsider, but the motions, the suggestions that Ms. Roan has suggested would all be considered after the motion to reconsider has been approved, because she's suggesting amending the underlying motion.
Well, no, not necessarily, Chair. That's not true.
First we have to reconsider the motion, because otherwise the motion stands.
That's not true, Chair, if I can explain.
Go ahead, Chair. Teresa. I want Teresa to go first.
And then we'll Chair, I, and I call to, have a vote on the ruling of the chair.
Chair, I mean, I thought we were listening for Teresa, not hearing from Jan again.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm a little bit confused now. We're voting to reconsider, and Janine wants to amend the motion to reconsider.
But she's asking to reconsider the times and the dates, which are all part of the underlying motion, not, I don't know.
Mr. Chair, stated in this motion, Jan, you are stating in this motion for reconsideration, I'm looking at whereas, although a venue has been located where KPFK might
have, all the whereas,
all of that. No, I know, but these whereases are incorrect. There is insurance. There is an insurance certificate. The ED has not indicated.
So
these are
motivated.
False.
I'm sorry,
these are
you're
false
motivated.
Statements
you're not-
in the whereas.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Whereas are not part of the motion.
Janine, please. This is procedural. We need to find
call
out.
Call the question.
Not motivate. No, I'm not going to answer. We need to solve what we're doing here.
Well, then, Chair, I would
call the question.
I'm not going to answer it until we figure out what we're doing here.
Mr. Chair, the question is to reconsider. And I think you ought to vote yes or no on reconsidering right now.
There's false statements in the whereas.
Okay.
Those can be
Okay, so
they
we'll vote.
They're false.
Mr.
They
Chair,
are false statements.
Please call the members to order. All of them.
So order has been restored right now. I don't want any more discussion without the chair recognizing.
I have an amendment, I'm not being recognized for my amendment. My amendment is to take out all the information that says that we can't have the meeting because of insurance issues, because that's not true.
I understand, Janine. The question is,
we should vote on that amendment.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. Might I be right?
Vote on the amendment and just dispose of it, please.
We're going to vote on.
Vote on the amendment.
I'm here. This is a tricky issue. Okay, this is not.
Might I be recognized? Tatanka, this is Myla. Might I be recognized?
No, not yet, Myla. No, Teresa. I want you. It's a difficult position, but I want you to state what you said and the reason why, because we need some direction here. This is really why you're here. So you have to unmute.
I think you, Chair, you get to decide to, on whether to entertain, Janine's, arguments, or whether you can decide we're going to vote now to reconsider, up or down. I think you can vote to reconsider right now. And then after you vote yes or no, then you can entertain Janine's request to remove something from it.
Okay.
And well, she's that, She's been arguing with you, so it's gone on and on and on. But
I know. So that's
I'm voting to amend it.
This is why I have somebody for meeting management. So we're going to vote up or down on the issue, and then we're going to come back to it. So take the vote.
What's John Tatum?
Everybody know what you're voting on? You're voting on what we just read.
Reconsider.
Chair, this is Janine. Order.
I'm asking a point of.
I am trying to submit an amended motion here.
I understand.
A replacement motion.
Substitute
a motion.
Second.
And it would take out certain paragraphs, which is, I can read them to you, but it is everything. It's five paragraphs or four paragraphs having to do with insurance because it's not accurate.
I'm going to make I get what you're saying. And I'm looking at the reality of the situation here. And I'm looking at what we need to do to move forward. And I'm looking at whether to do that would take a whole bunch of time, and then we're going to come back to it yet again. This is what I'm facing.
Second.
Mr. Chair, I have a solution. May I be heard?
Is this Jan?
Goodman, yes.
Hey, solution? I'm always up for a solution. I'm not sure. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. My solution is to take out all the whereas clauses, and the motion is only, be it resolved, that passage of the above stated motion be reconsidered, period.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I should hear.
Point of information?
Point of information.
Please don't give me a point of information.
If you're finished, Jan, then I'll take the point of information. Are you finished, Jan?
Here's what it should say. The motion would just say, I, Jan Goodman, move to reconsider the resolution passed at the last KPFLSB meeting on May 18th, which required hybrid in-person and Zoom KPFK LSB meetings, and change the day and time of the LSB meetings from 10:30 a.m. on the second Sunday of each month to alternating Sunday afternoons starting at 1 p.m., alternating with a weeknight meeting starting at 7 p.m., alternating on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. I voted yes on the prevailing side of the motion, and that's it. Stop. Just ignore all the rest of it. I'm just moving to reconsider the resolution. Take out all the whereas clauses.
Second. Myla Reason seconds.
Chair.
Yes. Go ahead, Janine.
I appreciate that. Okay. My issue is that it's still asking for us to readdress what was passed.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. So
after this is passed, then we can either vote up or down what was passed. That is the whole point of a motion for reconsideration.
Well,
now that I've narrowed it down.
But it still allows us to reconsider based on insurance that.
No, it's not.
On a false narrative.
Other than we're reconsidering, and I'm sorry, Chair, for talking out of order. I apologize. But I move that we go to a vote.
Call the question.
Go ahead, Ian.
Okay. That was Harvey.
Can we
call the roll call?
That was Harvey. I call for a vote. Call the question.
I wanted to debate.
All right. We have that. We have what Jan said. Can you restate that, Jan? And we're going to vote up or down on that.
We can have, I think that this is entitled to a debate as to whether or not to reconsider. Let whoever wants to speak in favor. And I think that we only need one person opposed. He opposes it.
let him speak. We only need, there can be two people who oppose the motion to reconsider, and then we can go to a vote.
Okay. You want to be one of those people, Ian? I think that's a good suggestion.
My hand's up.
Okay. You're up.
So when we brought this motion, there was a couple things we were trying to do. One, we were trying to return to the not new normal COVID restrictions.
I think you can say it in 90 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we were trying to restore our meetings to the way they were run for a long time. And I know people object that the 2007 bylaw or house rules were not ever properly adopted. I was there when they were adopted. That's a lie, but whatever. The point is, we've been following those rules for more than a decade. And one of the reasons why we had our meetings at 1 o'clock was also because some people go to church. We used to have a gospel show on the station. I'm assuming it's been canceled, but some people do go to church on Sunday morning at 10:30 in the morning. So to exclude them from our meetings is, I think, a little rude. You know, why don't we do it on Friday night or a Saturday morning? It's just, you know, something that makes sense to one group of people, but not to another. Also, we have people who, you know, can't make Sunday morning meetings or Sunday day meetings because they work on the weekends. So we actually had a rotation, and it was not one night of the week because some people work certain nights of the week. So we would rotate, and it was to be decided at the governance committee meetings, which we used to have, or we set the agenda, or it would be set, you know, with a poll. But Rico Ross used to do this. We, you know, do Tuesday, a Thursday, a Wednesday. Didn't matter. Doesn't have to be spelled out in the motion, as we heard in the whereases. Just because it wasn't spelled out doesn't mean it can't happen. But the reality is, Jan doesn't want this to go through because she likes to control things.
And
this
is the time when her
people people are allowed to be here.
But we want to set the example of not getting into ad hominem stuff. Please don't do that. Okay. Just make your.
I apologize, Mr. Chair. That's my appreciation of why she does this, but that's fine. In any event, it's simply a fact that we never set this time during this LSB. I came on the board and we had a meeting at 10:30 on a Sunday, and I was never given an opportunity to say that's not a good time for me. And I feel it disrespectful that some previous body gets to set the time for our meetings for all time. And since we have agreed as a body to this, we should continue forward with it. Thank you.
Chair wants to speak. I don't know if my inner timekeeper is off. Is Nancy, are you still keeping time? I'm not sure if she is present. Do we have a timekeeper? As it's important now. So I think that was 90 seconds, right, Nancy?
I'm back. No, sorry, I had to.
Yeah, okay, okay. We need to keep it moving. I thought you had to take a break.
I will.
Okay. Myla, you're up next. You need to unmute, Myla.
Oh, thank you. I stepped away. There were a lot of people who were not present when the previous motion that we're talking about was passed, and there was no discussion, and that's why I think it should be reconsidered with full discussion or some discussion instead of no discussion. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And have we exhausted this now for discussion? Do we need one more yes and no, or we just take a vote?
Vote.
Okay. All right. I
can you get the motion we're voting on, please?
Yeah, I just put it in the chat. Chair, would you like me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Motion to reconsider. It's in the chat now. Motion to reconsider resolution regarding in-person meetings and day and time of KPFK LSB meetings. I move to reconsider the resolution passed at the last LSB meeting on May 18th, 2025, which required hybrid in-person and Zoom KPFK LSB meetings, and changed the day and time of the LSB meetings from starting at 10:30 a.m. on the second Sunday of each month to alternating Sunday afternoons starting at 1 p.m., alternating with a weeknight meeting starting at 7 p.m., alternating on a monthly basis. I voted yes on the prevailing side of the motion. So that's the motion. It's to reconsider it, and then after we, if this passes, then we will actually discuss whether or not we should change the day and time of the meeting.
Okay, that seems to be clear.
Okay, I'm ready for a vote. Director Barqueta is absent for the rest of the meeting. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Marcy Bielma, I'm going to abstain for now. Or I'm going to come back.
Pass
for now. Rachel Brunke?
No.
Ninel Centeno?
Pass for now.
That's a yes?
No, that was a pass.
Oh, that's a pass.
Oh,
pass.
Come back to me. Thank you.
Okay. Ninel Centeno passes. Nikki Hahn? Nikki Hahn, I'll come back to you. Ian Johnston?
No.
Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Chipasa Luchembe?
Yes.
Jack Neff? Jack yes. Neff? I'm sorry.
Please come you. Back to me.
Back to you. Brenda Martinez? I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco?
Yes.
Nancy Perlman?
Yes.
Robert Payne?
Yes.
Jeanine Roan?
No.
No. Oski Uloa?
I vote no, and I would just take a point of personal privilege just to remind you of all of you who knows about history, that at this moment we're pretty much just having these Byzantine discussions or whatever the English translation is. It's just we're discussing if the angels had a mid-waist. Thank you.
Okay. Adam Wollman?
Yes.
Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Myla Reeson?
Yes.
Okay, I have five no's.
Why don't you go back and get the people first?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Nikki Hahn?
No.
No. Brenda Martinez? Brenda Martinez. Okay. And then Jack Neff. Did you vote, Jack Neff?
No.
You forgot about me. Ninel Centeno, I vote no.
Okay. I haven't.
Who is that?
I haven't got
Ninel Centeno.
Okay. And Jack, you voted no. Ninel, let me get you. Let me see if I have you as, what I have you as.
I voted no.
Okay. No. And Ninel, no. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yelma, you haven't voted either.
Who didn't vote?
Yourself.
That's right. I did abstain. I'm going to vote, yes to hold it over for the next meeting. So that's 7 no's.
We're voting to reconsider, not hold
we're
it
going
over.
To reconsider.
We're voting to reconsider, not to hold it over. To vote now, to vote to reconsider the last motion.
Okay, so there's 7 no's and the balance are yes. That would be, 11? Yeah, okay. 7 no's, 11 yeses.
Okay.
I have 12 yes.
12 yes.
Okay. So it does pass. Okay. So that does pass. Now where are we at?
Appendix 6.
Okay. Jan Goodman, may I be?
Yes, go ahead, Jan. Chair recognizes Jan.
So now we're up to voting on whether or not we should move to in-person meetings with changing the time to 1:30 p.m. and alternating with weeknight meetings. And I would like to speak to oppose that motion.
Okay. I think that merits two and two. So
should that appendix be read?
Mr. Chair, might I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I have the motion that we are going to be reconsidering shared right now. And I think it's a great idea to have the secretary read this. This is the motion that we are now reconsidering. And I believe that there will be 2-4 and 2 against, and then we will vote on this motion.
Okay, that's Appendix 5 redrafted, right? Myla, can you read that?
Sure. This is the motion that was adopted on May 18th, 2025, regarding time and place of future LSB meetings. Whereas the California Corporation Codes and Corporation for Public Broadcasting Rules and KPFK's Policies and Procedures Manual, followed dutifully for more than a decade, requires open public meetings, and Zoom meetings are inaccessible to those on the other side of the digital divide. Be it therefore resolved that the KPFK Local Station Board will resume its long-maintained practice of physical meetings open to the public at various accessible locations around the signal area, as outlined in the 2007 Policies and Procedures Manual. Specifically, the meeting should alternate between Sundays at 1 p.m., which gives greater time for people to travel to the meetings rather than 10 a.m., and a weekday night at 7 p.m., alternating month to month. But people who want to participate via Zoom can participate. And again, that was adopted on May 18th, and that's what we're reconsidering. I would like to be one of the people who speaks in opposition to this.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, this is Ian.
Okay,
That was not the motion that was passed. The motion that was passed included the option of hybrid meetings as an amendment. So that was the initial motion I wrote, but we accepted hybrid meetings as well.
Right, and so that's the end part that says people who want to participate via Zoom can participate. That was the exact language that was added.
That is the hybrid meetings, Ian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we were reading the motion that we actually passed, not the
one.
Yeah,
that's right. That was the motion actually passed. Okay.
Okay, and my hand has been up because I would like to speak in opposition. Thank you.
Okay.
You want to speak in favor of your motion, don't you, Ian?
I want to speak in favor of my motion in opposition to the motion of reconsideration to undo it. Yes.
I move to amend.
Considering you want to speak in favor, is that what I'm hearing?
But Chair, I am moving to amend this.
No. Yeah.
It'll be very simple. It's just taking out the third paragraph.
Which is what?
I'm taking out the specification about changing alternating times, and I am keeping the part that says people who want to participate via Zoom can participate. So we still have a hybrid meetings, but it's not in alternating times. And the reason is that if you remember,
call the member to order.
Why is this out of order?
He's making a motion.
You're motivating, and you're not actually just make your motion to amend without motivating it.
Okay, well, that's my motion to amend, and then I would hope that we could motivate before people vote. And this is exactly why I thought that we should postpone this whole business to the next meeting.
Okay. All right. I think we are required by Roberts to take that amendment. Is there, can we do infinite number of amendments, Teresa, or is this it? I mean, I just want to make sure we get somewhere in this meeting.
Well, I think there are several ways to go about it.
Okay.
You can vote the original, since you're reconsidering, you can take amendments on it, or you can just vote it back. You can vote it down totally and just reconstruct, after giving yourself some time to read the directions from the executive director and other considerations that she had. So two choices, either take amendments to it or just vote yes or no, up or down on that original motion, and then come up with the new motion.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to vote on this up and down because I just don't want this infinite going on. And in fact, I think there's a lot of things in the future. I just have to say this. It will be the purview of the governance committee to entertain motions like this before they come up. And that'll be really interesting because many of the motions that come up were hybrids of so many different things that we got into this position. So I'm looking forward to that time. So we're going to take a vote without the amendment, Janine, and then we'll see how it goes. Okay. So that the it was read. Is everybody clear? And what we're going to do is we're going to have two opposed and two for the amendment. And so by the end of that time, it will be clear that people are voting. So who wants to vote against it?
I'd like to speak against it. This is Myla.
Okay. And who wants to speak for it? Ian does.
This is Janine. I'm having a hard time raising my hands, but I can speak in favor of the amendment.
Okay, Janine will
speak. Not an amendment. We're
in favor of the motion.
Oh, I thought we were, I thought you said amendment just a moment
no,
ago. You said
no,
amendment.
The
so we're not amending that. We're not, I proposed an amendment.
Yeah,
so.
I know. And I was given a choice between meeting management and I told my reasons why we're going to vote on this and it may be totally reconsidered. It may be totally put together. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's my decision. So you're going to probably speak for, I mean, you're going to speak
so,
for.
I'm sorry, but I just want to be clear. So I'm not speaking in, I put an amendment forward. You're not entertaining the amendment. Is that correct? Like you're saying, no, I can't amend
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's this. Yes, what I'm saying.
Okay, and
we're
that and why can't I amend it?
Arguing with the chair.
No, I don't understand as far as the rules are concerned why I'm not allowed to amend, call for an amendment of a motion. It seems odd to me that it seems like that's
argumentative. Please call the member to order.
I feel very bullied right now.
You're not being bullied, Janine. What's happening is that we are trying to get business done, and there's a whole history of how people perceive
quiet in the background.
And all that. So I am responding to meeting management's choice about what to do. And in my mind, the clarity will come out of what we're going to do by taking this vote, not by amending one little thing. I think
it's not one little thing. It's half of what the, it's half
call
of
the
what
meet,
this is.
Call the member to our order for
yeah.
arguing with the chair.
But I don't think chair, with all due respect, I don't think that that is a proper
recognized.
I'm going to call the vote right now. I'm going to call the vote.
I challenge the ruling of the chair on this, that an amendment is not in order. I challenge your ruling, chair. I'm sorry,
okay.
But this is half, it's really half of what this resolution stands for.
Okay. I hear that. You challenge the ruling of the chair.
Can you put what you want to put into the chat so we can consider it, please? So I can.
I'm just taking out where it starts specifically. That whole.
of what you want to do.
I'm striking the third paragraph.
So reread. You two are trying to work it out. I like that. So if you do that, are you willing to reread it, Jan, with it?
I don't have paragraphs. Mine is all run together. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's up on screen, so I can read it without the third paragraph. Whereas the California Corporate Codes and CPB rules and the KPFK Policies and Procedures Manual followed dutifully for more than a decade requires open public meetings and Zoom meetings are inaccessible to those on the other side of the digital divide, be it hereby resolved that the KPFK local station board will resume its long maintained practice of physical meetings open to the public at various accessible locations around the signal area as outlined in the 2007 Policies and Procedure Manual. People who want to participate via Zoom can participate. That's what I'm proposing as an amended motion. I don't know whether I'm not hearing or...
No, I'm waiting for Jan to respond.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't we just vote up or down the amendment and then vote on the motion and then up or down on the basic motion? It'll be faster and no one can complain.
Well, I'd like to motivate, Chair.
Just quickly vote without...
There should be motivation.
Here's my thinking. Here's my thinking, Jan. Janine, is this is your opportunity? Are you going to come back with more things to amend?
No, I'm not, because my main thing is that there's an insurance certificate and the ED has not responded to me about the other
item. Okay, I don't want, I just wanted to
know. That's my issue.
You just wanted a yes or no. And Jan, are you willing to go forward with that amendment and vote on that or not?
I'm go forward with that amendment and vote on it. And then we'll, and then as amended, and then we can vote up or down the motion. I'm willing to do
okay.
Both.
All right. All right.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Marcy. Yeah. I'm wishing that Janine and Jan could talk and write an amendment together. And then give it to us in writing, and then we can have a clear vote on what we're voting for. Because, you know, the amendment and amending the amendment is confusing.
I don't agree with the amendment, but I just think that we should just vote it up or down. And then
I think that we're motivating here, Chair. A point of order. You know, we did not receive in our packet.
Okay.
We did not receive this original motion.
We've already talked about that. Okay, Jan, Bruno, you're saying that, and we're going to take, what we're going to do now is we're going to take one idea is to do, to bring people together here. We're going to take the amended motion and vote on that. And then see where we are with the original motion. Is that how you hear it, Jan?
Yes.
Okay.
And Chair, this is okay. Janine, point of order.
And okay.
It's motivated very well in the course of this. So why don't we just take the amendment, vote on it up or down, and I'll put the amendment in the amended motion as I understand it into the chat.
Chair, this is Janine.
So point of order. One at a time, Janine.
I know, but Christina, it's a point of order.
I understand it's a point of order. Christina, you wanted that in writing, so Jan's going to do that. Okay, point of order, Janine.
I don't believe that I've been fully allowed to motivate, or nor has anyone been able to motivate.
No, I think we're going to go. We're going to do that now.
I've been interrupted every time I have tried to motivate. I have been interrupted every single time. And I have spent time interacting with the PNB about this. Now, I deserve to be able to motivate, as do other people can motivate.
Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to listen, Janine? I'm going to have you.
You don't need to talk to me.
I'm going to have you give. I'm going to have you motivate your position, and I'm going to have Jan and Milo motivate, and then we're going to take a vote. Okay. That's what we're trying to decide on. Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I say something?
Yes, Teresa.
When we get this amendment, you said something a minute ago. You said we're going to vote on the amended motion. You're not going to vote on the amended motion. You're going to vote on the amendment. Just the amendment. If it passes, then you will vote on the amended motion. Okay. We're just voting on the amendment, right?
That's clear. That's clear language. Thank you. Okay.
And excuse me, point of information.
Go ahead, Jan.
I want to know if somebody else has the original motion so they can put the motion into the chat. I do not have the original motion, so I can't put an amendment to it. And I'm wondering if Janine has it. She's obviously referring to it. Can she copy and paste it into the chat? Because I can't.
Chair, if I can respond.
Yeah.
I don't have it because it was never forwarded to us. This is why I wanted to delay this whole process. I do not have it. I was reading it off
the screen. Okay, you don't have it. You don't have it. Okay.
But we know what it is. So we know what it is. She's read it. Let's just, she can motivate it and let's vote.
Okay. So we're going to have Jan and Myla, with one position, and Ian and Janine with the other. Okay. Who wants to go first on the yes vote?
I'll go first.
Okay. Janine, who wants to go first on the no vote? Jan,
you want to speak?
Okay, Jan, who wants to go second? Ian? I'm taking it.
Mr. Chair, I wanted to speak to the overall motion, not to the amendment. So you can take my hand down for the time being and then put it back up when we're speaking to what we're actually voting on, whether we...
Okay, so you're not interested in voting on the amendment?
No, I'm not interested in...
You're not interested in speaking on
the amendment? No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? I'm willing to speak in favor of the amendment.
Okay, Jack. And then Myla, are you also going to be opposed? You're going to speak?
I can speak.
Okay.
I was trying to put the... Oh, here's how to do it. Okay,
why don't we have...
I think this is correct. I just put the...
You're putting it in the chat, I think. Thank you for all that work.
Okay. Who's going to speak in opposition?
You are.
Well, why don't we let Janine go first?
She's speaking in favor of the amendment.
Right. Shouldn't she go first?
Yes, she's going first. Janine?
Okay, I didn't know I was being called on.
Okay, go ahead, Janine.
Okay, thank you. First of all, apologies that this has taken so long. This is coming up in an hour, and I really thought that this was something that could have been handled in forwarding proper. I'm sorry.
Just motivate, please. Nancy, go ahead. You're timing people.
I have a right to apologize as part of this whole scenario because I'm being painted as a nuisance here. When in theory, as soon as this passed, we had an officer write to the PNB and start a motion to take away in-person meetings because of various things. So somebody worked against us, and I have insurance. I asked the ED on an email thread, and everybody's irritated by these group threads, but I asked her to respond, what else would be needed besides the insurance? And she has not responded. So if insurance is security, is a very vague, I can't believe that we're not going to have in-person meetings because of security issues.
45 seconds.
Undefined security issues. So to me, there is no reason why we can't have hybrid meetings. If people don't feel comfortable coming, they don't have to. This is long. Oh, this has been long in coming because it's been 5 years since COVID. I was secretary when COVID happened, and in-person meetings bring community feeling. Tatanka has talked about this. It's needed. And that's how we bridge these issues, is meeting one another before and after the meeting. So I am fighting tooth and nail for this. So I understand the change in meeting times is a problem, and that can go away.
90 seconds.
I did the amendment the way I did. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Jan, you're up.
Milo, would you like to speak to this?
Well, yeah. I just want to point out that, this motion, in my opinion, is, out of order, because it relies in part on a document as an authority, that being a policies and procedures manual that I have never seen in the minute any evidence in the minutes in 2007 or 2006 or 2008. Of a policies and procedures manual ever having been adopted by the KPFK LSB. And again, I think that we need to just be able to respect people's ability to plan them and have a regular meeting on Sunday morning once a month. It's not that big a deal.
Okay, and now Ian.
Mr. Chair, this is Jack Neff. I believe I was the one who is actually speaking in favor of the amendment. Ian wants to speak to the motion, the amended motion in itself. I'm speaking to the amendment to the motion. Is that clear, Mr. Chair? May I go forward?
Yes, yes.
We're not speaking. Are we speaking to the amendment? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jack.
Thank you. This amendment to the motion, I think, from Janine is well taken, because it addresses primarily not so much the time or the day, but really addresses the offering the option to LSB members to meet in person. Meeting in person was done, and LSB business was taken, was undertaken, much more succinctly and much more straightforwardly when people met in person. There were more opportunities, and instead of talking through a narrow Zoom funnel controlled by a moderator, we had the regular sloppy democracy, which served Pacifica well. Now, I agree with Janine. The COVID crisis is over. Those of us who have confidence to meet in person should be given that option. And I believe the Pacifica ED's position that the Pacifica ED has been evasive towards Janine. Janine did provide the certificate of insurance, but there's no rationale or justification for putting up these other barriers to in-person meetings. I believe any LSB member who wants to meet in person should do that, and I think the LSB should approve in-person meetings.
Thank you, Jack.
With a Zoom option.
Okay, Jan.
I don't want to take up any more time. I don't support the amendment, and I would just urge everyone to vote no.
Okay, let's take the vote. Madam Secretary.
Okay, Rodrigo Arquetas, as of now, absent. Cristina Avalos?
No.
I'm going to vote no. Rachel Brunke?
Abstain.
Let's see, Nelson Tenno?
Come back to me, please.
Nikki Hahn? Nikki Hahn, I'll come back to you. Ian Johnston? Ian Johnston? I'll come back to you. Evelia Jones?
No.
Chipasa Lechembe? Chipasa? Come back to you. Jack Neff?
Yes.
Brenda Martinez? Brenda Martinez, I'll come back to you. Nancy Naparco?
I abstain.
Nancy abstains. Nancy Perlman?
No.
Nancy Perlman, no. Robert Payne?
No.
Jeanine Roan? Jeanine Roan?
Yes.
Oscar Yuloa?
Yes.
Adam Woolman?
No.
Carlos Zavala?
No.
Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Jan Goodman?
No.
Myla Reeson?
Did you get?
Myla Reeson?
No.
Okay, let me tell these as I apologize. One, two. Okay, I was supposed to come back to Nanel Centeno.
I voted yes.
You voted yes. That's right. Okay, Nikki Hahn, Nikki Hahn.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ian Johnston.
I'll abstain too.
You voted yes. Chipasa
Lechembe. No, I voted abstain. Abstain.
You abstain. Chipasa Lechembe.
No.
No. And Brenda Martinez didn't vote. Brenda? No answer. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine no's. And Tatanka, I don't know, I don't have a vote for you.
So how many mo's and how many yeses?
Madam Secretary, I counted 11 no's.
11 no's. Okay, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm sorry, I counted 9. And I have 7 yeses. Is there 16 people on here now?
Okay, so
I'd like to change my vote to yes.
Who is this?
Ian Johnston.
Ian. Ian, you abstained earlier. Now you're voting yes.
Correct.
Okay. 11-9. It's a no. Can we go on to the next now? Now what are we voting on? Now we're voting on the motion as a whole?
Yes.
Harvey.
Correct.
Okay. Now we're back to the original motion. Okay, the original motion. Do we need clarity on that? Probably. Who wants to state it?
It's already been stated.
That long appendix 5 that Evelia read earlier.
Okay. All right. Let's take the vote on the original motion, the one that way back then.
May.
Jan. Okay.
This is the original motion that passed in May or the one that was read today?
So.
The one that was passed in May.
So, Jan?
I just, I urge everyone to vote no on this motion.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
That's all. I don't need to say any more. I don't want to waste
any. Okay. All right. Take the vote, please, Madam Secretary.
I'm sorry. Is there motivation here? Does only Jan get to motivate or?
Okay. You get to say yes or no. Just what she did.
No. Let them argue it. We didn't have time to discuss it before. Let's take that time. It's an important motion. And then let's vote.
Okay. All right. Well, then you're motivated, Jim.
My hand was up, right?
And then Janine speaks.
No, Janine's not. My hand was up to speak to this motion. Janine's hand was up to speak to the amendment.
No, mine's up to speak on this motion.
Okay. And then who else is talking?
There's two speakers, right? Two and two?
I'd like to speak against. This is Marcy.
Okay, Marcy. Marcy's against. And then who else? Who was that? Was that Jack or Ian was speaking?
It's Ian speaking.
Okay, I want to speak. Okay, so Janine and Ian, Jan and Marcy. Okay.
So am I speaking now?
Yeah. Are you speaking in favor of the motion?
You're speaking in favor of it. So I get, do you care, Janine, whether who goes first?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Ian.
Okay. So we had in-person public meetings for decades. Whether the rules of 2007 were officially passed, I was there when they were passed, they were passed or not, is not really relevant. The fact is we followed them dutifully. For more than a decade, there was never any problems. Only time there was ever a security issue was when someone in the audience punched someone else in the audience in the bathroom. I don't know if the security would be in there to stop that. In any event, these are people are raising problems with this so they can avoid having in-person meetings for some reason. I don't know why. The time thing. What's the point of even revoking that since we're not following it? Today should have been a Tuesday or a Thursday at 7 p.m., right? Didn't we pass this a motion already? And yet the meeting was scheduled at 10:30 in a secret meeting that I wasn't allowed to attend. So if we're not going to follow our rules, what does it matter what we do? We just do whatever one of our directors decides is best for everyone, okay? That seems like the way we're going here. It's like Trumpian executive fiat. We'll just, you know, suspend parts of the Constitution if we don't like them. That seems like what we're up to. Thanks. Support the motion.
Okay. Jan?
I'll just let Marisol speak.
Okay.
Okay, Marisol.
I want to speak against the motion because as it is, we have a lot of chaos and I cannot imagine how a Zoom hybrid with in-person meeting could result in shouting matches and people overspeaking their time where at least there's a mute function now. The issue of safety, you know, you got these Proud Boy types, masked, you know, gun toting, plain clothes men running around the city. And I don't want to have any encounters with anything of that nature. The additional issue of having parking, making sure your car is safe while you're in the meeting, is, you know, so safety is a concern of mine. And the issue of having changing times, like it'll be during the week, one week, and then the following time it'll be on a Sunday. I like the consistency of Sunday. I know people go to church. This is almost like church to me, the being in service. And if we want to have gatherings in person to create community, we should do that on a social basis. And I welcome and embrace a social environment where I get to all know all you guys. Thank you. I vote no for this.
Thank you. Very good. Janine, you're up. Your turn.
Yeah, good.
Hi. I just, you know, anybody voting against this is voting against having in-person hybrid meetings, in-person meetings. And, you know, I got elected in November, but I've been part of this body for 6 years. And when the difference between in-person meetings where people can get to know each other and talk a little bit before and after is just huge. And that's not happening. And it's not being allowed to happen for a reason. You know, this adversarial behavior right now could be solved. And the very first time I met Tatanka was at the town hall before I had my first meeting. And I went up to him and I said, you know, it's really important to me to have in-person meetings. There's a community that's built there. And I have done nothing but beat my head against the wall. I purposely went and found a venue, and for months I've been berated on the PNB as if we need security. I have asked the ED what she needs in order to have in-person meetings to be ignored. And if you want to understand where this adversarial behavior is coming from, it's this. This is the example. You don't want to get close to me. Tatanka, do you want to meet me in person? Do you want to have a conversation in the parking lot? That's where alliances and people can meet in the middle there. But that's not happening, and it's not happening on purpose. And I'm very disappointed in this body. If we don't allow for in-person meetings, even hybrid, if you don't want to show up, then don't show up. If you don't feel comfortable. But this is, I would have never thought that this would happen at Pacifica.
Jan, you're up.
I think Marisol did an excellent job. Let's just go to the vote.
Okay. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay. Rodrigo Arqueta is no longer present. Cristina Acosta.
Cristina Avalos.
Avalos, I'm sorry.
No.
I vote no. Tatanka, you're not voting. Rachel Brunke is absent.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you were abstaining last time. Okay, Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Ninel Centeno.
Yes.
Ian Johnston?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
Abstain.
Chapasa Luchempe?
No.
Jack Neff?
Yes.
Brenda Martinez? Brenda Martinez, I'll come back to you. Nancy DeParco.
Abstain.
Robert Payne.
No.
Janine Roan.
Yes.
Oscar Uloa.
Yes.
Adam Woolman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Jan Goodman.
No.
Yeah, but speak to
Mylon.
No.
Hi.
Okay.
No, you didn't have me vote. Nancy Perlman. I don't know where I am on the list, but I'm voting no.
Yeah, I said I would come back to you. Brenda Martinez and Nancy Perlman. I guess you weren't on the first time. Nancy, you're voting no? Is that correct?
I wasn't clear on it. I'll vote no.
Okay, Brenda Martinez, coming back to you.
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
May I change my vote to no?
Is that Avelia?
It is Avelia. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me put you down. Okay, no. Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 8, and 10.
Madam Secretary, did you ask Nikki Hahn?
Nikki Hahn did not respond.
No, I vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay, I apologize. Can somebody help me with this vote? Okay, I have, did anybody tally that? I have, let me see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no's and 1, 2.
I have 11 no's.
Okay. Teresa, go ahead, Teresa.
7. I have 7 yes and 1 abstention, which is Nancy DeParco. I have 11 no, 7 yes.
No, Nancy, I changed mine to a no.
I mean, Nancy changed her vote to no.
Okay, so that would make 12 no, 7 yes.
And Nanelle has her hand up.
Yes, Nanelle.
Yes, I just want to, before the voting started, I just wanted to make this, like, and I put it in the chat. If you don't want to go to the in-person meetings, then don't come, but don't make that choice for other people. You're taking away people's choice, and you understand how that reads in this current context. If you don't want to go, just don't go, but don't make that choice for other.
May I say something?
Christina, go ahead.
I cannot attend weeknights. We're only meeting once a week, once a Sunday. And I cannot make weeknight meetings.
Okay. This is going to be an ongoing discussion. Okay. There's many issues embedded in this. I just want to record the vote. As I heard it, it was 12 no, 7 yes. So that goes down. Where are we now? And I do want, all these issues need to come out. We need to forge something to work together. But right now, where are we?
Next item on the agenda, item D.
Okay. And then we're done. This is where we go. Motion, KPFK LSV meeting schedule, the appendix. Okay. So please read Appendix 6, Marcy.
Whereas Article 7, Section 5A at the Pacifica National Foundation bylaws revised March 25 specifies that each local station board shall meet not less than every other month, and whereas the KPFK LSB maintain a schedule of meeting on the second Sunday of each month at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time via Zoom for the period starting March 24th to April 25th of 2025, with the exception of August 24, 2024, and whereas it is important to maintain a regular schedule to allow station board members to plan to attend LSV meetings, therefore be it resolved that the KPFK LSV will not schedule a regular meeting during the month of August 2025 and on Sunday, September 14, 2025, the KPFK LSV will resume its regular scheduled meeting at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time via Zoom on the second Sunday of each month, except for months when Mother's Day or Father's Day occurs on the second Sunday, when the LSB will meet on the third Sunday of the month.
Okay. Do we need 2-4-2 against, or can we just vote on that?
Chair, this is Janine.
Yeah.
Point of information. I think we need to speak about the motivation on this, because I have no idea why we would skip next.
Okay. And I believe so. We could do that. Somebody else feel the same way? Or are you the only one?
I'm the only one that cares that we're skipping next month's meeting. Do I have that correct?
Mr. Chair, this is Jack Neff. May I be recognized and also object to canceling next month's meeting?
Okay, so we're going to have 2-4 and 2 against, and then we're going to vote. Okay. And I think I heard Myla, maybe Harvey wanting to vote, wanted to motivate this. Am I right on that?
Chair, point of information again, yes. Too, and if we could know who proposed this motion to skip next month's meeting. Thank you.
Hello, this is Harvey.
Yes, go ahead.
I think it's important we take the month off. It's August. I won't be able to attend. I'll be traveling
And I think, especially after today, we've gone double time here. I think let's just take a month off. September will be fine.
Right. Motivating the no side.
Chair, did Harvey Wasserman propose this motion?
Did you complete, will you complete Harvey on that?
I didn't originally, but you can count me as a proposer. I hereby propose we take the month of August off and we meet in September. Thank you.
And that's what's in the motion.
That's in the motion. Okay.
Chair, who is the author of this motion? I'm sorry. It's very simple. Who proposed this motion?
You can count me as the person who proposed it.
I know, but who put it? It obviously got put on the agenda through the chair and the secretary. I'd like to find out who was proposing to skip next month's meeting.
I hereby propose we skip next month's meeting. Thank you.
I second it.
I think that was Harvey.
Marcy seconds it.
Yes, that was Harvey proposing we skip next month's meeting. Thank you.
So where are we? I thought we were motivating something. Are we just proposing we raise and we skip next month?
Tanaka, might I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
We're on the very last order of business for this meeting.
Yes.
We're looking at the motion to set the meeting schedule back to the original second Sunday of the month, except for the months when we have Mother's Day or Father's Day, during which months we will meet on the third Sunday. And in that motion that we are now considering, that we will, our next meeting will be in September, and that we will take the month of August off. And Harvey Wasserman has already spoken in support of the motion. And if you want to take two people opposed to it, please do so. And that's where we're at.
Okay. Go ahead, Janine.
I still don't know who proposed this, but, it's, you know, we didn't meet in May because so many people had obligations, other obligations. So, you know, we talk about all the business we have to get to. I don't know to randomly skip a month. I'm fine with the rest of this motion, but, you know, it only backs up everything that we have to get done come September. And that's why I'd really like to know whose idea this was to just randomly skip a month. I think we deserve to know the author of the motion. And I believe that, you know, this didn't need to extend another hour and a half. We could have finished on time, except people voted to extend time. So that's on the body that voted to extend time today.
Okay. The next person.
So Ian Johnson has his hand raised.
Yes, I do. First off,
we have a pro person. It's who is the other pro person besides?
It looks like Christina, but Ian Johnson wants to speak against it.
No, we still have to have someone that speaks pro for it.
I can speak pro for it.
Yes,
Marcy. Traditionally, you know, schools and the world has had a summer break, and it's not for the reason of not wanting to have getting business done. It's okay if there's an idea that we don't want to meet each other, Janine. I've reached out to you to meet with you before, and you never seem to have the time to do so. So, if we can meet socially and maybe collaborate and get along and
Chair, I point of privilege.
But yeah, I advocate that we miss the month of August.
Chair, point of privilege.
And hopefully have more community.
Chair, point of privilege.
Collaboration.
That's a disparaging statement.
As a result of the month of August off.
Chair, that's a disparaging statement. I should be allowed to speak on it.
Well, it's true.
That she reached out to me once and I was in Chicago. I would be more than willing to have lunch with her. And so that is an awful, awful statement to make against me in this public forum.
Well, you state that people don't want to meet you in the meeting. You state that
you two, can work this out now. Okay. You two work it out off camera here. the next person for, did we do it? I will state that last year, I know that we are required to meet every other month. We're required to meet 6 times. We met 10 or 11 times, and I'm the one that said we should take August off. I totally support taking August off. I have so many family obligations, I don't have any time, and it's traditional. So I support August off. I'm using up the
time. How many people are speaking on this?
Harvey didn't use, so that's it. Let's take a vote.
How many people are speaking in support of this, and how many against? I've already heard 3 speak in support of it.
Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, so if you can't make a meeting, Harvey or the chair, you can just ask for an excused absence. There's no reason why the entire body should stop conducting business in the summertime. Traditionally, we met 12 times a year. That's what I can tell you about. I have only been involved since, 2007? And we never had any special summer break. We're not a school. We don't have, classes all day. We meet once a goddamn month. And that's just ridiculous. And, it's funny how people who would never vote to extend a meeting would allow this to come up when we have business from November that we're not going to be able to get to because we're only extending to the very end of this part that was added to the agenda out of the blue, didn't come to the governance committee meeting, right? We're supposed to be checking, making sure these things are all legal and all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, right? But it didn't happen because basically we're just doing whatever majority wants, I guess. Anyway, I'm disgusted by this, and I don't understand why someone has to be so selfish that if they can't make a meeting, everything's got to come to a stop. We have a vice chair. Why doesn't she run the meeting while you're gone, Tatanka? Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, let's take the vote. Madam Secretary.
Going to a different list, because my other list is so full. Okay, Rodrigo's absent. Christina?
No meeting. Are we voting? I'm sorry, could you read it again? I just don't want to meet next month, and because I was absent on the last meeting, and look where we're at, because everything just fell apart, it seems. And
I understand this meeting we're voting to suspend the month of August. Is that correct?
Yes, and to continue with our second Sunday of each month meeting, right? Consistent?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm voting for.
Okay, Christina Avalos, yes. I vote yes to suspend.
Okay.
Rachel Brunke. Nanelle Centeno.
I vote no.
Okay, Ariana's not here today. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
No.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Chapasa Luchembe.
Yes.
Brenda Martinez. I'll come back to you. Jack Neff.
No.
Nancy Naparco. Nancy Naparco. Come back to you.
Sorry, yes.
Yes. Robert Payne?
Yes.
Nancy Perlman?
Yes.
Myla Reason? Myla Reason?
Apologies, I was muted. Yes, I vote yes.
Jeanine Roan?
No.
Oscar Yuloa?
I vote no, and on behalf of the Spanish programming, I will tell you the shame on all of you that voting yes, and I will personally be publicizing as much as I can the fact that this board, especially in these moments, we are negating
our responsibility. Please call the member to order. Please call
member
to order.
And especially Ms. Jean, you are.
Call the member to order.
So order's been restored. Please continue to vote.
Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Adam Woman?
Yes.
Yes. Paula Zavala?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a tally. I can take a minute to count that if, unless somebody has that tally, but I
believe. I believe I have a tally.
Madam Secretary, did you vote?
And you need to.
I voted yes.
Okay.
Did the chair vote?
Oh, I didn't come back.
The chair didn't vote. And she was going to go back to Brenda. She was going to go back to Brenda and Rachel.
I'm sorry, who's speaking? Brenda Martinez? Okay. Rachel Brunke? Oh, she abstained. Oh, Rachel Brunke, you abstain? And
I did not hear Rachel say abstain, but I count 13 yes and 5 no.
Okay. Yeah, I believe I heard a majority of the yes as well.
Okay, so that one is a no.
I think I'm one abstain, I guess.
We have now, pardon me, Teresa?
I said I counted 13 yes, 5 no.
Okay, so that's a vote count. So it went down. I want to say that before we end the meeting, I did ask Chipasha to speak a bit about our sister Assunta Oturo, because he knew him. He knew her. So, Chipasha, do you want to say a few words before we adjourn this meeting?
I think Chipasha had to leave. He had family obligations, and he's no longer on the phone.
Okay. Well, I'll just...
Mr. Chair, I was friends with Assunta. I could speak. This is Ian.
Go ahead, Ian. Just for 1 minute. I gave him less than 1 minute.
Yeah, so Assunta Oturo was devoted to the people of Africa and to the station. She's a wonderful programmer. She will be missed. I can't think of anyone who was a better human being within that station. She always reached out across the aisle, was not a top-down bureaucrat, executive, trying to give everyone else orders. She was a human being who would reach out and discuss things with you, even if she disagreed with you. It was wonderful having her around, and I will always miss her. She was one of the few people at that station I thought should be on the air, and we'll never be able to fill that void, sorry to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. And it's important that we honor the ancestors and especially those that give their hearts to KPFK. So thank you all for taking your time, and we will see you all soon. This is Tatanka. Hold on, I need to do the daytime play. This is Tatanka Brika, chair of the local station board, KPFK. It is now Sunday, July 13th. 2:02 p.m. Pacific time, and I declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.